following is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mike Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Eric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
What's poppin'? The deals in the D.com studios are poppin' with another Drew and Mike show. Trudy's back in the house, along with Mark and Brandon and Joey.
Yeah.
And we are on Facebook Live, brought to you by our friends at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas on Main Street in Royal Oak between 3rd and 4th, with the largest and best patio in the city, with both outdoor and indoor seating. 35-foot screen if you want to catch the Tigers game. I'm not playing too well, but
yikes.
Not to mention, somebody sent me a video of the longest line I've ever seen is to get out of the smoking area at Comerica Park.
Oh, really?
To get out of the smoking area. I couldn't believe how long the line was. And they have a metal detector on the outside. They make you take your stuff out and go through a metal detector to come from the smoking area, which is enclosed.
But you already went through a metal detector.
I know. That's kind of what I thought.
But oh, wow.
Anyway, allegedly the line was 30 minutes to get out of the smoking area.
Wow. I'm sure that'll curb a lot of people smoking.
There were about 10,000 people at the game. That's what I couldn't figure out. I guess the game was so bad everybody decided to smoke. I don't know. But, yeah, I it's not a big beef, but the last game I went to, there was the parking garage that I have with my season tickets. Why is the music being turned down? Are you lowering the music, Brandon?
Crank it.
You can leave it up.
Ooh, dance mix.
I'll have to play it again, but
it's the rest of the song.
Yeah, it ends cold.
Wow.
They had closed one of the gates to my parking lot, so I went to the other one, and there was no attendant.
Oh, no.
It was the second inning, so it took me a while to figure it out, but you had to put the...
What a tribulation.
Well, I'm just saying, it seemed that the park was short
heartless
of help.
Yeah, because
and then when I went through the entrance, the metal detector was already taken down, and the ticket takers were gone, and it was the second inning, so usually they're there. I've gone in the fifth inning. And
maybe they were looking for something of Maz's, like a press pass or a wedding ring.
No doubt.
You never know.
I suspect that with the attendance being what it is, maybe they're shortening.
Sure. Of course they are.
Aww. Lightening up on the bodies over there.
You make me want to smoke.
But honestly, I've never seen a line like that in the smoking area. What the hell was that? That was really strange.
Yeah.
And I'm sure nobody cares, but just saying.
Wait, that was the JV game, right? Well, you said the attendance wasn't that great.
No, I wasn't at the game. Somebody sent me a video.
Oh, that okay. It's a different game.
And it was unbelievable. So, anyway, did I mention you get 10% off at Mesa? No, I didn't. But now you know. So there.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, I'm glad Game of Thrones is over because I didn't watch it.
Why does it matter then to you?
Because I don't want to hear about it anymore.
What?
It'll take a few days.
I know.
For people to wind down.
Well, I was kind of glad that people felt they couldn't talk about it today because I didn't want to hear about it.
Yeah.
And I guess a lot of people are still watching it.
Oh, that worked into your plans. The thing about it that I saw, though, is that a lot of people are just cutting off HBO.
Like, oh,
I don't understand.
Bailing out of HBO.
They still have great shows.
Yeah. Oh, I think so, too.
As in there's nothing left on HBO?
Right.
Why is the song still playing? Just curious. I thought the original theme was fading down at the end. That's the only reason I...
It was.
It faded out when you asked me to turn it up.
No, no.
So I turned it up.
The song ends cold. The song ends. It doesn't fade. It ends cold. Am I wrong? I've heard the song about 500 million times. Doesn't it end cold?
It does.
It does. It's a false ending in the real song.
Right, in the real song.
And it was fading out a little bit.
Okay,
because
it seemed like the volume went down on the song towards the end of the song. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Does it always sound like that?
Were you fading it? Right at the very end, yeah.
Oh, you don't need to fade a cold end. Cold end, just let it end.
Whoa.
Show meeting.
Just saying.
I feel like I was...
Just leave it up.
We were broadcasting live from a room where there was a band in the back. And,
thanks.
You know, just...
Oh, yeah.
we're talking and this music keeps going. But it was cool. We were like coping.
So are you happy with who's sitting on the throne?
I have no idea who's sitting on the throne.
Really?
No, I don't know.
That's a trick question.
Well, I mean, we're on, you know, don't want to give out any spoiler alerts. Because God forbid should you ever watch a show when it's on.
I'm going to go now.
I know. This whole thing is spoiler alerts. It's like, if you don't go to something or watch it fairly quickly when it's on, why are we worried about the small percentage of people that don't even think enough of a show to watch it in the first 24, 48 hours? And with the internet, if you go online at all, you're going to bump into it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But did they give a number for how many people watched yet?
18 million, was it?
They said 18.4 million last week.
Ooh,
and they said 17.8 in April 28th, three episodes ago.
Just in the States.
Well, they keep counting, so.
Well, I don't care about the world.
That is the interesting thing about it is that it's a hit in multiple countries, which how unusual is that?
USA Today says 19.3 million.
Which is a lot. I mean, that's a ton.
It's HBO's highest, yeah.
19 point how many million out of 380 million is about 5%. You would think half the country is watching it. I mean, I can't think of a show recently since maybe Sopranos.
Sopranos didn't do that many.
But I don't think people talked about it as much.
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
Well, it wasn't as good.
Did people talk? Am I?
Yeah, no, I remember them talking about it.
I do too. I watched it.
I've seen that. I've watched that.
I loved Sopranos.
I wasn't watching that at the time, but I remember the news story surrounding the end and how outraged people were, and people talked about it for a long time. But
Dave says Trudy's used to spoiling things. Paul, boring. I agree, Paul.
It's Hibby. All right, Hibby. Hibby's doing really well, by the way.
Oh, Hibby, yeah.
Good.
I saw your tweets. Glad to hear it.
Keep it up, Hibby.
Hibby! Hey! So, but doesn't it seem like Game of Thrones, isn't this the most talked about show in its final season?
Well,
Lost was big.
Because look how big Twitter and Facebook is now.
Well, when did Lost end?
2012, maybe?
20, I want to say 2009 or 2010.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I think so. 2010?
So, right when Twitter was... getting
but it was around. Mm-hmm. What is it? Are people just okay? Am I just thinking because Game of Thrones is all over Twitter that everyone's talking about it? It just seems like it's everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, no, it opened every TV show this morning.
Yeah, and then they were always like, "Oh, we can't say anything." You know, but I mean, if you're
online, annoying. I mean, there's just a lot of okay. Maybe it's just because I don't watch
a lot
it.
To talk
I'm
about
annoyed by it.
I think that's a big part of it. You don't watch the show because those that watch the show love
Spoiler
it.
Spoiler alert: they get electricity.
Love it.
Oh my God, really? That's an exciting end. Well, anyway, I was looking at some lists today of the most watched, the best, the worst finales, and the most watched by percentage of all time was The Fugitive.
That's crazy. That really is.
But it does make sense because there were only three networks then.
Yeah, but there were so many fewer TVs.
And fewer people.
And bodies. But as a percentage, that's why it's number one.
I see. Yeah.
However, it's still the third most watched finale behind MASH and Cheers. Huh. And Cheers had more than Seinfeld and Friends. Friends was fifth. Seinfeld was fourth. Magnum P.I. was sixth. I don't remember the plot line of that ending.
I know. I don't remember.
He shaved
the plot
his mustache.
Line of Cheers. Oh.
Cosby was seventh. All in the Family was eighth. I would have thought that was higher. Family Ties was ninth. And Home Improvement. What was the ending of Home Improvement?
Are these all comedies?
Magnum P.I. Fugitive MASH.
Wilson shows his face. In the-
oh. Is that true?
No.
I don't think
it could be.
No.
I would have believed it. And the worst finales. Like How I Met Your Mother. Did anybody watch that?
Timium.
Hey, I like that.
I remember when that happened.
What? Why was that so bad?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
I just can
spoiler alert.
Everyone to know, you know, who the mom was.
Yeah.
So I remember when it happened, but I didn't watch the show, so I had no vested interest in it.
You sure know a lot about it.
Bob Saget narrated that.
Oh, that's right, Bob Saget.
Seinfeld was the second worst. I wasn't crazy about the Seinfeld finale.
No.
Lost was the third worst. I would have made Lost number one. I hated it. I was so sick of Lost by then.
Yeah. Well, they didn't answer any of the questions that they made.
I know, and they always said it was going to tie. It's going to tie up like with a red bow.
Yeah, it didn't.
That was
bullshit. No, it did. It was like it's kind of a dream.
Oh, God.
But they kept saying it wasn't.
It's heaven.
You're not dead. It's not a dream. It's
heaven. I know.
Game of Thrones is fourth worst.
Get it?
Dexter was the fifth worst.
Dexter might be the worst, in my opinion. Yeah.
Dexter's pretty bad. It's funny.
It was so bad.
A lot of these shows, I started off watching with great enthusiasm, and by the end, I hated them.
Mm. Well, that's because they first of all, they try to make it too soap opera. There are too many entanglements, and they lose sight of what like in Dexter, I wanted him to serial kill every day.
Or just die. Well, remember that hurricane
yeah.
that he lived through?
Right.
That he was on his boat?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert!
Was it Marie said, what about...
Maria!
What about
Maria!
Dallas?
Where are you?
Dallas, I don't
Dallas
know the finale. Who shot JR
yeah,
was the big episode.
Tease.
I don't even remember the finale. Didn't the show go on way beyond its
yeah.
expiration date?
Yeah, I know. They can't give up the revenue.
The best finales.
Oh, there's no doubt what the best is.
There's yeah. so many.
Trudy and I just watched it again, the ending.
Breaking Bad was number 10.
That was really? A great finale.
That was a good finale. Cheers was 9. The Shield was 8th.
The Shield? Nobody wanted it.
The Americans was 7th.
What happened to Chiklis?
I like the Americans ending.
Americans ending was great,
yeah. It's pretty fresh, too, so I remember. Mm-hmm.
Sopranos was 6. Battlestar Galactica? What? Is that a joke?
No.
Is that to see if we're really reading?
Nerd!
Mary Tyler Moore was 4th.
What?
The Newsroom was fired.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Except for Ted Knight.
That's relevant these days.
MASH was number 3. Newhart was number 2. Oh, yeah, the old dream sequence.
Oh, God.
God.
Tim Conway called
it. Sad.
And 6 Feet Under was listed as the best.
Yeah, that was good.
That was really
so
that was
good.
Great.
Really good.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, that's what we just watched again, yeah.
Sopranos finale had 12 million. 6 Feet Under only had 3.9 million. That was a lot, though, for HBO.
I know like 5 people watched it, but The Leftovers had a great finale. On HBO?
That was referenced in the story.
Was it? Yeah, it was phenomenal.
Sex in the City 2004, 10.6 million. Whatever.
Yeah, gross.
Whatever.
Let me guess what? They have sex and then complain about it?
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
probably.
Odd.
And then get drunk.
Slut and
buy
shoes.
Thank you. We could have written it.
By the way, while the Game of Thrones finale was going on, a lot of people also were interested or intrigued by the Big Bang Theory finale, which was that last week sometime.
Boy.
I know.
Really?
I know. Millions of people love it.
It had just under 18 million viewers. It was the number one show for a long time.
My parents love that show.
Ever watched one?
My brother told me he liked it, and I was, you never watched that? I was shocked. He was like, wait, is this my brother saying? No way.
I watched it. It was, I don't know. Was it
my doctor brother. I just could not picture him watching that.
You know what? I watched it on a cruise because you have like 2 channels to choose from. So I'm like, okay, my parents have been bugging me to watch this show. So I watched 2 episodes. Did not. I just didn't get it, I guess. I'm too dumb for it.
Well, I got a big bang for you.
Oh, there was a blooper in Game of Thrones?
Yeah, water bottle.
A water bottle? Mm-hmm. Are they screwing around with us? Is that why they're doing that?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem possible.
How long ago was the thing filmed?
I don't know.
Who's pausing every frame and looking behind feet?
I know. That was 2 frames for the Starbucks cup. And then
Starbucks cup I could see, because that was right on the table.
Who was it next to?
This one was underneath Sam's leg when he was sitting down at the end.
He just does not look like the type who needs to hydrate a lot. But.
Well, that, didn't they have a hand that shouldn't have been in an episode?
Yeah.
It's
supposed to be the
real hand.
I feel like they're screwing with us. And then also last night, the American Idol finale.
What?
What a
really?
Big thud that is now. Did anyone know that?
No.
No.
I honestly didn't know until I went by Channel 7 and saw American Idol finale. Otherwise, I would have had no idea. I wonder what that drew.
Because Katy Perry brought it down. She's so over.
Brandon, can you see if Google American Idol?
Who is our American Idol, Drew?
I actually watched part of the song, and it was a country song, and I'm thinking, this is the, really? This is
great.
The American Idol? Are you kidding me?
What's the name of our American Idol?
Lane Hardy?
What?
One over Alejandro Aranda.
Blaine Hardy?
Sounds like a fake name.
Not Blaine.
Sounds like a pitcher relief. From the Detroit Tigers.
Blaine's brother, sister. Is it a woman? I don't know. It's Lane.
It's a guy.
It's a guy. Lane's a guy's name?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Huh.
Here he is.
Heh.
Okay.
Can you play the song?
He breaks the internet.
Did it say what the audience was, Brandon?
No, I haven't been able to find that yet.
Okay.
And I'll take it here. Let's just pick somebody, please, and let's start this thing.
What did American Idol used
easier
to
easier if he'd done
didn't
it?
Didn't they used to get like $30 million for the finale?
Yeah, it says it's 7.7 million, and it's down from 8.16 last year.
Ooh,
really?
It's really not that bad, though.
No, it's not.
Really? 7 million people watch that?
I was kind of surprised to hear that, too.
It's so weird.
They've got that show is kind of a big budget show. I don't know.
Well, because they pay the corners.
Judges yeah, the judges.
So much.
They, you know, Lionel Richie and Katy Perry makes $10 million.
Yeah, she's overpaid by about $10 million. Wait, that guy won?
That's him.
He's not my American Idol.
You reject him?
Yeah, I don't like him.
Well, good. They need another sexy country guy.
Oh, I don't know why we didn't think of this, but Mike, is it Vote on Facebook Live? Great. Great idea. We got to call Sanjaya's dad and comment on the American Idol finale.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
anything to call Sanjaya's dad. I think he realizes he's a bit now.
What?
I think he kind of think he does.
Yeah.
He's not a bit. He's our correspondent.
True.
60 Minutes was pretty good last night, at least the first segment.
What was it on?
The first and the last segment were great.
Money laundering?
Oh, really? That's an interesting topic.
Oh, my God.
Russian money laundering. $250 billion, $230 billion was laundered through the Estonia branch of Danske Bank.
Yeah.
And do they know who laundered it?
No, oh, yeah.
Who is
it? Some of them.
Yeah. Well,
Putin's cousin. Ivan Putin.
Igor.
Oh, Igor. Well,
or was
Igor,
it Ivan or Igor? He doesn't look like him, by the way.
Not at all.
Any Americans laundering money over there?
Well, they didn't get the entire list.
Who was on the list?
It was all Russians.
It was all Russians? Oligarchs and such.
Through one branch. Now, what's funny is the guy that busted it is just a regular like daytime manager at the branch who they asked him for his help to verify the one company. So he's like, well, I'm British, and we have a way to look up every company in Britain. So he just paid like $1.50.
So look up the public
went
record.
Online and goes, oh, huh, there's nobody that works for here. They said they did no business last year, yet they just exchanged $20 million dollars from rubles.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And he big red flag.
Put it up the chain, and they're just like, yeah, we'll take care of it.
You know, there's been a number of...
It was a fascinating story.
Yeah.
There's been a number of busts because, and Walchek has done this, where he goes to the business and there's nobody there.
Yeah, or it's
and
a
it's like
PO
the size box. Of a closet.
So this guy did it for, he said he did it for, he did that one, then he went back into three more companies. And I forgot,
because,
was it
because
Pelly?
They were saying, is it possible it could be just a coincidence? Yeah. He goes, well, no, because.
I hit on the next 16.
16 of them.
All of them, ooh, all of them the all. Same, all of them the same
all
location,
money laundering.
All of really? Them in the same
in
building.
Fact, there was maybe like three, were there maybe three actual real bank customers of this bank? The rest
that
were all money launderers.
Through, yeah. And the banks are supposed to vet their customers. And then this is where the American angle comes in, because Danske Bank was a client of a couple of these banks. And
Chase.
In 2013, yeah, Chase, JP Morgan Chase is like, this looks a little fishy, we're out.
But they didn't tell anybody.
They didn't tell anybody. And the other banks didn't catch it either.
Why wouldn't they tell anybody?
Because they didn't want to tell anybody. But they turned down the business.
Yeah, they distanced themselves, but they didn't.
Really fascinating. You know, last story, did you guys see the last story in 60 Minutes?
What was it again?
Bitcoin.
Oh,
what's
I saw part of
Bitcoin?
It, yeah.
Bitcoin's been rallying lately.
It has been rallying, but there's a guy. Remember the Winklevoss twins who invested
early? Of course.
Early?
Yeah.
They invested in this one guy.
Are they married to each other, by the way?
I think, yeah.
Because I never see them apart. And I think
twins.
I think they were holding hands once when
they
saw them.
They definitely have had sex with each other. We know that.
Well, yeah. I wasn't asking about that.
I don't know if they got married.
I don't know, with each other, but side by side,
no,
for
they
sure.
They look cute together anyway, so I don't think anybody's even complaining.
Give me a second, and I'll cue up a good section from that. One part that made me laugh. One of the first Bitcoin millionaires.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Bitcoin millionaires annoy me, because they have to sort of insist that they're so smart.
Oh, you'll feel better.
Yeah,
I saw it coming, and invested wisely, and I got out just the right time, and now I'm a multimillionaire. Well, you picked a currency or you basically made an investment. I mean, you didn't invent anything. You didn't do anything special.
Well, these other guys
did. You pushed a little paper around and you made money. Congratulations. But don't tell me how important you are.
These early guys
did. Oh, it's not a conventional stock market, though.
I know. But a lot of people make great calls on investments, but and they don't run around forever telling you how smart they are.
Well, they should. Oh, there's the guy that's bought two pizzas with 10,000 Bitcoin.
Prove that you could. It was virtual, but you could actually have goods and services.
Wait, why did it require 10,000 Bitcoin?
It's the first real world purchase.
Okay,
Bitcoin. All right, now watch this nerd. And this is the whole point: is that remember Ben Mezrich, the author who did the Social Networks based on his books?
Yeah,
he wrote a new book on Bitcoin.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, which looks good.
Who's that dude?
Processing units.
We've interviewed him. Good interview.
If you add all the computing power of all the processing units together, you have
the
world's number one supercomputer.
Nobody wants to hear about your size of your computer, dork.
Back in New York, by 2013, Charlie Schrem had finally moved his company's computers out of his parents'.
So this guy started a thing called BitInstant, where you could buy Bitcoin. It's just the exchange. There's multiple exchanges out now.
Basement. He was spending a lot of time traveling to industry conferences and talking up Bitcoin. Charlie was charismatic. Charlie was funny.
Looks like a
but
dick.
But could Charlie be trusted to run a business? In a new book, Bitcoin Billionaires,
think,
Ben Mezrich describes how BitInstant's biggest investors, the Winklevoss twins, grew concerned that their young CEO was spending too much time traveling and partying and not paying enough attention to the details of running his company. For example, Charlie knew the U.S. government was concerned about how cyber thieves and money launderers were using Bitcoin. His company was required to monitor its customers and report any suspicious activity. Banks have whole departments that are supposed to do...
Who do you think Charlie chose to oversee his clearance?
I'm not sure.
His mom and dad?
I mean, you really know only a few players so far.
The person at BitInstant, who Charlie put in charge of it, was Charlie.
Oops. So you were in charge of making sure that you complied with rules and regulations regarding financial transactions. Was that a good idea?
No. Very bad idea.
In 2013, Charlie had other problems too. A documentary called The Rise and Rise of Bitcoin showed what happened when the price of Bitcoin rapidly rose and fell. Charlie's company and an exchange it did business with couldn't keep up with customers' orders.
People can't buy and sell, and they can't withdraw, and they can't deposit. Because the whole thing is just a fritz.
BitInstant went out of business in July 2013, a victim of Bitcoin's volatile landscape and Charlie's many mistakes.
What are you going to do about
it? I look back at myself and I say, I don't even know if I would do business with myself.
Essentially, you're saying you couldn't be trusted then.
100%.
Thanks. 6 months later, in January 2014, he was returning from a trip abroad when he got stopped at passport control in Kennedy Airport.
I got surrounded by a whole poo-poo platter of federal agents.
A poo-poo platter of federal agents?
Yeah, like all mixture. You have DEA, IRS, NYPD, JFK Security.
He just redeemed himself.
Federal agents had evidence that Charlie knew one of his customers was buying Bitcoin and then reselling it on a website.
Now, Charlie seems very self-aware, right? Like, he knew he shouldn't be running it. So how do you think he's going to fight these charges?
He's going to represent himself.
...site where it was used to buy illegal drugs.
When I got arrested, the first thing I told my lawyer is, I'm guilty. Let's make a deal. Because I knew immediately that I had done what they said I did.
Great lawyer.
One of Bitcoin's first millionaires was now one of its first felons. But that didn't stop the market price of Bitcoin from rising from about $250 when Charlie went to prison in 2015 to nearly $20,000 at the end of 2017. Wow. It then plunged 84% before climbing back to more than $8,000 this past week.
Oh, 8,000 now, huh?
Remember, Bitcoin was worth less than a penny when Laszlo Hunyats first traded Bitcoin for pizza 9 years ago. We calculated that if Hunyats had held on to all the Bitcoin various items, much of it pizza, by the time of our interview, those Bitcoins would have been worth
$800 million.
Yeah.
So, okay, let me just get this straight. You just spent about $800 million on pizza.
Well, if you look at today's exchange rate.
Are there nights you wake up, like, in a cold sweat where you think, I could have had $800 million if I hadn't bought those pizzas?
I think thinking like that is not really good for me.
There's a long list of financial leaders who think Bitcoin's not good for anyone.
Whatever, one of cold the governors shower, of the Federal Reserve. Blah, blah. Gee, what side is the Federal Reserve going to fall on? Oh, here's my man again, Mr. Self-Aware.
Charlie?
Yeah, Charlie rules.
I like Charlie.
That doesn't exist with cryptocurrencies.
None of those accountability mechanisms exist for Bitcoin.
Charlie Shrem spent a year in prison. When he got out, the man once described as Bitcoin Moses worked in a restaurant parting seas of dirty dishes for $8 an hour.
Oh, my God.
But like Bitcoin, Charlie Shrem bounced back.
It's a nice ride.
3 years after getting out of prison, he's living very comfortably in Florida. He told us he's made money blogging, consulting, and investing in cryptocurrency.
Nice.
And is now captain of his own destiny.
He's on a boat.
He's even got a boat named Satoshi after Bitcoin's mysterious creator. After watching this, you may be wondering why the world needs cryptocurrencies. Naya Narula of MIT's Digital Currency Initiative argues they can make a difference.
The thing that excites me about cryptocurrencies is that we can experiment with the transfer of value. We can put new features into money. We can change the way money works.
She says cryptocurrency has already helped people in countries like Venezuela, where the monetary system is in crisis. And in the future, it may be able to do things like speed up and lower the cost of worldwide money transfers.
Could you buy anything in less than a
week?
People
used to say, why do we need email? I can just call someone on the phone.
We don't need it anymore.
And now we can't live without it.
And now it's gone.
This is one of those conversations that 20 years from now, someone could replay and have a good laugh because I'm asking such moronic questions that...
Shut up, Cooper.
Okay. Why is the tree good?
That's where they keep all the money.
Good? Why is this good?
Well, one of the problems with Bitcoin, I just read about somebody who got, let's see, how much money did they lose? I don't remember how much. I think it was like $400,000 because their Bitcoin was hacked.
Hacked?
Yeah.
Really?
Hmm? Well, yeah.
That's their fault.
It's not entirely their
great
fault.
Great investment.
You can't call 1-800-BITCOIN, though, and get your money back. When it's hacked, you lose your money.
If you had a wad of $100,000 just sitting there and someone took it, who are you going to call?
Well, but they're not going to take it out of your bank account.
Well, you don't take it out of a bank account either, though. I mean, you're supposed to put it on a thumb. If you have that much, put it on a thumb drive.
If you lose that.
It is somewhat tangible. But if you lose it, you lose it. You got to treat it like cash.
It was a pretty high-tech opera. The hacker was a pretty sophisticated person. That's not a once-in-a-lifetime thing. A lot of people lost their money by being hacked. And some people have lost their Bitcoins.
Right.
They don't know where they are.
That's the thing. When the guy was walking through the
big... People lose money. I mean, the unclaimed money list.
When they were walking through the big computer, computer
somebody
mine?
In my house?
Yeah, no, your lawn's getting cut.
Oh.
I was thinking, can't
get away from that, can we?
Couldn't they find out through inactivity in certain accounts whose money is whose of the people who've lost their thumb drives?
I don't think they can do that yet, Trudy, because I didn't use a phone for 18 months, didn't even have a phone, and they charged me $180 a month.
So there's that. Okay.
You would think that, zero activity.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. They go, hey, what happened to this phone? Well, let's bill them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, of course, when I called to complain, they said, we can't find your account. I said, I don't have a phone. There's no account. I don't have one.
It's a good problem to have.
I know. Yeah, there's a story about. iPad insurance and something like $80 a month.
What?
Yeah, you can get iPad insurance.
Okay.
And other things. Anyway, and I think it came up to $44 a month, and it was being charged. Well, you pay for an iPad in 10 months.
Oh, was it Apple Care? That's probably
Something like that.
Yeah.
And
so in perpetuity.
This was something that someone did not know they had. It was not me, by the way.
Okay. Yeah. And Tim Apple.
It ran up a pretty good bill, like $3,000
before
it was determined.
Wow. There are now...
I know, and not much sympathy.
So many people have been stealing my money.
He complained vociferously about it. I don't think he... I'll find out, but I don't think he got any successful refunds or anything.
There are a lot of credit card companies now who are watching those kinds of things for you.
I wish they'd watch my
commercials. Yeah, and... And they're like, hey, did you mean to tip that person that much money? And I was like, wow,
How do I get in touch with those people? I'd like them to watch me.
Credit card companies are great, though, because they fraud protect because it's such a competitive market.
Yeah.
Because we love spending money and not paying right away.
I thought that was funny, though, that they were sort of like, you know, coddling
us. It's a little big brother-ish.
Do you really mean to buy that album that you already have
really
at your home?
Eight dildos mailed to you.
Like people who gap out and don't know that they have the same. Yeah.
Which happens to everybody.
Does it?
Oh, whoever signs up for something free for the first 30 days and it's a recurring.
To cancel it. Yeah. No, I'm convinced that at least 5% of the GDP is people forgetting to cancel stuff. It's at least 5% of what I spend, whether it's the Boston Globe for 6 years or the phone for 16 months at $181 a month. I mean, seriously, I would be so much wealthier if I just remembered to cancel things or I looked at my credit card fully every month.
It was 90%.
Movie service was, how much was that? It was
the best was
$29.95 a month or something, and I was on it for 3 years. And it turned out I had bought a movie and watched it on a laptop. And thought it was a one-time thing. And it was one of those things, you have to cancel it in 5 days or they keep billing you.
Oh, boy.
That's
Weasley.
It was terrible. And anyway, when I talked to the credit card fraud department, they said, this is in the top three. They have a list of the biggest, you know, scam artists. Yeah,
Did they refund you?
They refunded me quite a bit of it, actually.
Credit card companies are good that. Yeah.
They couldn't get me all of it back, but they got me a lot of it back. So, hey, it's worth it for them. They got me for something.
Do you remember we were going through the podcast expenses? And it's like, hey, why is this one on there?
Oh, yeah, three times.
Do you want to mention?
Charge three times a month. Well, I don't want to mention that.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a particular service that allegedly I'd ordered three times. It was being billed for three different accounts.
Every month.
Pornhub.
But they'll also tell you, like, I went, I think I bought Led Zeppelin's Zoso like three different times.
Zoso!
And that commercial struck a vein with me because I'm like, God.
Is that referred to as Zoso? Is that Zoso? Pretty much Led Zeppelin 4?
Yeah.
Zoso?
I've heard it pronounced that way. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've heard people refer to it that way, but I don't know if that was the common way.
Well, I don't know. I kind of prefer Led Zeppelin 4 myself. I don't know if Plant gave his blessing on it.
So man. It's cooler.
Who tells you to put on side two of Led Zeppelin? Is that
Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Yes.
Yes.
I believe it is. Sue. You bought Zoso in three different forms?
Why'd you buy it three times?
I don't know.
Get the eight track.
I think I was in a sort of a different headspace every time. I'm like, I really want to hear that. And I didn't realize that I already had it. And then when I got home, I'm like, holy crap. I have two. Jesus.
I've done that with books. Wait, I bought this book before, and I'll buy four or five books at once, and then for some reason I didn't get to it, and I go, I meant to read that book, forgetting that I bought it like 5 years ago. And then when I'm organizing my books, why do I have two copies of that book? What's going on there? Oh, well, there's breaking news
really?
About someone we all know, and I think a lot of us love this person, and they've been arrested for standby. It's what we've all been waiting for, not the arrest news, although it's coming right up. Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Spring Sales Event. The excitement is about this. During Zot's Spring Sales Event, you can lease a new 19 Ram Bighorn 4x4 as low as $166 a month. How about leasing a new loaded 19 Jeep Compass as low as $198 a month? Or if you want to move the whole family around in total luxury, lease a new 19 Chrysler Pacifica as low as $292 a month. Plus, last month's employee pricing for everyone was such a smashing success that our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram are doing it again. So, while supplies last, get employee pricing on all new 18 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Nobody else is doing that for you, so see details and surf their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And Dr. Yaldo, still with us, still doing well. A lot of people going for that cat's LASIK, the basic LASIK like you got, Trudy.
Oh, yeah.
And you got because you can't get any more LASIK because you had it once. I know you wanted to do it over and over, just like I got that service three times. But you did get your designer sunglasses from Dr. Yaldo.
Yeah, that was cool.
And the new eyewear department. I hear they have great selection there.
Oh, beautiful stuff.
I'll have to go.
Cool. And just sunglasses, you know, like if you can get a prescription or you can get sunglasses there. Just
I know.
Ones.
I thought it was so cool when I got prescription sunglasses. I just thought that was so cool.
That is pretty cool.
Prescription sunglasses. Yeah. It kind of lost its appeal because every time I get new ones, you have to wait to get. I always seem to lose the prescription sunglasses first. Eli loves his multifocal implants. Talks about them ad nauseum.
Yeah.
But Dr. Yaldo, who's on all of our shows now, he's on the entire network.
And mine.
And yours?
And my other show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah Yaldo is all over us. Mm-hmm. He's been loyal, and fortunately, people have been great about going to see Dr. Yaldo when they consider such things as even new glasses, contacts, or whatever else you might need in, of the traditional nature. He does have the department, but then also the CATS LASIK and the multifocal implants. So many have used him. Tell him Drew Mike sent you, and you'll get a free evaluation, preferred pricing, and easy financing if you need it. From Dr. Yaldo, call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or YaldoEyeCenter.com. So, yeah, Artie Lang got arrested again.
Oh, my God.
This is getting so stupid, isn't it?
Yep. Just sad.
Arrested by the County Sheriff's Office in New Jersey. Lang is noncompliant. Consequently, he'll be taken into custody by officers. Returned to the correctional facility in Newark. He's in violation of his probation while completing his drug court program. All the stories gave the impression he was doing great. They always say he's doing great. I don't even pay attention to it anymore.
Well, you kind of do until you fall off the wagon, right? You know, like you're cooking along and then something happens in it.
I never understand why it's always, Artie goes into rehab and then seems like 3 weeks later, Artie's this Friday night at the Comedy Store.
Well, what else is he going to do? That's what he does for a living.
But it seems that hasn't worked out too well, this business of getting right back to work.
True.
So it seems to me he needs, some people need longer-term care. It just seems like he's one of those people. Because they said that, as much as we hear he's doing great, it's often not the case. And look at his nose. His nose is
weird.
Flat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you have a flat nose because you're doing so many drugs, then you must need some really serious rehab.
How do you breathe?
Your new nose looks great.
I've never seen.
Do you? I don't know.
The only thing I've ever seen like it is Michael Jackson's nose, which is collapsing, was all screwed up. But he had 55 nose jobs.
He smokes almost constantly, so he's using his mouth to smoke. How's he using his nose to breathe though? With it like that?
I don't know.
Collapsed and stuff. Know. Is he lost weight?
He looks like
thinner.
It there.
He looks a lot thinner there.
Whoa.
But that nose. Wait, if you flatten your nose out from snorting too many drugs, there's nothing they can do?
I don't know. I mean, look what happened with Jackson.
Well, his nose
was cartilage was just wasted. But they should be able to. I think they could rebuild it. That's a question for Dr. Roche.
Well, anybody can rebuild it.
You know, reading.
Oh, not. I mean, any nose can be rebuilt.
Reading the Rock Doc, Doc Rock?
Yeah.
Rock Doc.
Rock
no,
doc.
The Doc of Rock is Doug Podell. The Rock Doc, Neil Ratner, about Michael Jackson, he was describing him coming in all the time for a procedure. And I was like, what that doesn't help. He said, you have too many procedures. You should stop coming in. And, they were knocking him out with propofol.
Why did the doctor say that?
I don't know. He gave the doctor's name, too.
It's Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I guess Michael Jackson.
He
no one tells him no. No one. I want to buy some kids. Sure. I mean, isn't that bizarre? Remember when that happened and we all were like, oh, I see. He pays her for the money. She bears the kids.
Everyone knew it.
He raised kids. Yeah, we all knew it. And nobody's, I bet you he was interviewed. He wasn't the most interviewed person, but he certainly was interviewed a number of times. Did anyone ever say, what's up with this buying kids from this fat lady?
They got married, though. Remember him and Debbie got married? It was a lovely relationship.
There's no
totally
way
normal,
a
nothing
star
weird
of his ilk would marry that
what?
Slob.
Why well, saw
it just
her all
wouldn't
the time.
Happen.
Gave you two children as a present because she knew you wanted to be a father.
Yeah, that's a lovely gesture.
What? As a present?
Yeah, it was a gift.
No, it was not a gift. She got money.
What do you give the guy that got has
kids.
Everything? No, the money's for something else.
I wanted to give myself the best 40th birthday present ever.
We all know what happened here. Colin Jost and ScarJo are getting married. Is that going to last?
Cool. No.
It's her third marriage.
Nothing, yeah.
Yeah, she was married to
Ryan Reynolds.
Reynolds.
If you can't be married to Ryan Reynolds, I worry about you.
Oh, yeah.
She's so pretty and she's so pretty.
I
love
Reynolds.
This song.
Acting in movies, singing songs by Tom
he's a good guy.
She is the woman of so many men's dreams. Sometimes she releases stinky steam. Oh, where is that stench coming from?
It's coming from Scarlett Johansson's bum.
Oh, where is that stench coming from?
It's coming from Scarlett Johansson's bum. Scarlett Johansson's bum. Scarlett Johansson's bum.
And now it's Colin Jost's problem.
Poised and so pretty as she, and is a talented and famous celebrity. We think that God created her with so much wisdom that he decided he wouldn't bog her down with a digestive system.
But where, oh where, is that stench coming from?
It's coming from Scarlett Johansson's bum.
Oh where is that stench coming from?
It's coming from Scarlett Johansson's bum, because Scarlett Johansson farts. Scarlett Johansson farts. Scarlett Johansson farts. Scarlett Johansson farts.
Did Ryan Reynolds seem like he'd be a good guy to be married to?
Oh, God,
I don't
want
to be married to him, but just saying.
He has abs for days and
he's married to Blake.
Handsome.
Blake Lively?
Yeah.
Right?
They seem happy.
Sure.
Great guy.
I like how real you've made Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, he's gorgeous.
Is he not real?
Just, movie
I've never seen anything to the contrary.
You know, I can't. I've seen a lot of Ryan Reynolds movies, and I have to say, if he's in the movie, it's probably okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great question.
He's
one
a
of those guys
man.
That has he made a bad movie?
Oh,
I'm sure he has. Especially probably early in his career, and then once you become on that ilk of a star, you just keep doing movies, churning them out. But he's a guy that it seems like his character will always be at least somewhat worthy.
Some of the romantic comedies sucked. I didn't like those.
Oh, Bullock.
Yeah, that's the engagement.
The assistant, the engagement. Was he your assistant?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's one that I had to see because Kristen made me watch it.
Yeah, they.
Yeah. I mean, it's the premise
Green
is terrible.
Green Lantern.
But
Green Lantern.
He makes fun of that himself.
Yeah.
Mississippi Grind.
Great movie.
Buried was good. Never Buried was excellent. Did you ever see that movie?
No.
It takes place.
Oh, yeah.
Underground.
Yeah. Not bad.
The entire time.
Yeah, pretty good.
I loved Van Wilder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excellent movie.
What's the one? Waiting. Waiting was great.
The Waiting was good. I liked The Waiting.
Huh. Definitely Maybe.
Well, whatever. Not targeted
cute.
To me.
Oh, that one sucked. The R.I.P.D. Rest in Peace.
Oh, yeah,
Detective,
I saw
whatever.
That. I actually watched that movie.
I have a very serious issue, shallow thought, and that is I'm reading about Austin Eubanks' death. Dead at 37. He died of some kind of an overdose, I guess, and I'm not, of course, terrible. But the reason that I was reading about this is because he was shot at Columbine.
Wow.
He was shot in the hand and the knee. And he started taking painkillers for those two injuries.
Oh,
he got
God.
Addicted to pain pills, and then he got off pain pills, and he became an addiction counselor. And he was getting a pretty major open. I mean, I read it all over the place, and I'm like, so if you get shot in one of the school shootings, you get an obit? A national obit?
Well, I think it depends how he dies. How the person dies.
And he had a big motivational speaking career. In fact, he said that 45 minutes after that attack, that was when they first gave him the opioids. And then it was over from there. He was hooked.
But to your point, how many people knew Austin Eubanks before he died?
What if he had hurt his back the next week and hadn't been shot at the school? Wouldn't he have loved pain pills anyway?
Yeah, but would he get the obit he got today?
But we're also coming off of another shooting. We're coming off of another shooting that was close to Columbine. That crazy chick who tried to go to Columbine and died.
Get a room with Austin Eubanks, friend. Jeez.
Well, I'm just saying that's why he's in the news. So much of Columbine, the 20-year anniversary. There's been so much Columbine talk.
So it was a perfect storm obituary?
I think so.
In a way.
You're probably right.
I thought you were suggesting he died because there was all this publicity. He knew he'd
be included. No, the timing is interesting. It was certainly in his favor in terms of getting an obit. And please remember, this is a serious issue, shallow thought. I'm staying in the shallow zone. And then there were two things today I thought were interesting involving, Generation Z, actually, and that's that Morehouse graduates, this billionaire is paying all of their college loans off.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Just the Morehouse college people?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's where he was giving the speech.
Did he go there?
Well, he's giving the commencement speech there.
Well, that's the way to give a commencement speech. Pay for everybody's college loans.
Well, you drop the mic, yeah.
Now, is he paying for everybody in this class or everybody in the school or everybody who ever graduated from the school?
Entire student body.
That class. The 396 students who are graduating that day.
What about the people that are out there in the working world?
I thought it was the whole graduating class. Oh, yeah, the graduating class, yeah.
Graduating
class. Shouldn't he have done it for the class of 2009 who got screwed when they got in the workplace with all their college loans and a crappy economy?
They didn't hire him to speak.
Why does he pay for them?
Because he didn't speak at their commencement.
What about all the poor people in Ethiopia?
You're gonna make him just pull all his money and not do it for anybody. I was watching this story about it, and they said he was the first black man to sign up to the Bill and Melinda Gates charitable.
Oh God. Okay, if I sign up for the Bill and
mostly
Gates,
Melinda
and Bill Gates charity thing, will I get an obituary?
Yeah. Yeah, but you should just tell him I'll sign up for Bill's charity initiative, not yours, Melinda.
Trudy, how can Melinda Gates be one of the Letterman guests? There's only six guests the whole season. One of them's Melinda Gates.
Because she's so significant.
That's got to be. Is anybody going to argue with me? That has to be the lowest rated Letterman segment of the six.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Really? I think women will go, oh, Melinda Gates.
Oh, man.
I don't watch it. She's sharp. She has children and she's a billionaire.
And she keeps a man who's changing the world in her kitchen till she's done cleaning up.
Yeah, she knows how to boss around a billionaire.
Yeah, she's got him driving the kids to school, driving them home. Bad for everybody else, good for her, I guess.
He's already made, you know, Microsoft.
How do you wipe a table with this little, it's not even wet.
Dude, it's not like he's still inventing things, right?
He's changing the world all the time.
Turn off the water.
Fun fact about Robert F. Smith, who's paying off all their, all these student loans.
Mm-hmm.
We've interviewed his wife.
Who's his wife?
2010 Playmate of the Year, Hope Dworkin.
Hot!
Yeah.
Nice.
Have you seen her? Wait, she's smoking hot.
How old is
Gorgeous.
He? He looks like an older
He's a lot older than her. She's 34.
And
smart
he's
girl.
He's 56.
Hot.
I know. Wow. She's smoking hot.
I haven't heard that mentioned a lot in the coverage today.
No, isn't that interesting?
Yeah,
huh?
What's that all about?
Huh.
Give her her due.
I know.
Melinda Gates gets mentioned every time. You cannot mention Bill Gates without mentioning Melinda. It's against the law.
They also didn't
this
mention.
This guy has a playmate wife, and nobody says a word.
They also didn't mention that they named their son Hendrix.
Cool.
Yeah. And the second son, Hendrix Robert Smith, which is his name. The second kid is named Legend Robert Smith.
And the new
Legend?
Kardashian is Psalm.
Yeah, I know.
Kardashian West.
Dub. Oh,
please.
Home.
Dub.
God, we just cannot get away from those people. The lead story on TMZ today was, Khloe Kardashian doesn't want to date right now. What? I understand they have a TV show. I understand they have 100 zillion followers on all the social media. But really, is Khloe Kardashian, is she worth hearing something about every day? They had, look how hot Khloe Kardashian looks in this outfit at this event.
That's not good. They're doing their job quite well, though.
They
if
are.
That's happening,
no,
so.
To their credit.
If you're pissed off, they're doing their job real well. I read in Vogue magazine more about Kim's law degree that she's earning.
Oh, fun.
Oh, please tell me, Trudy. I'm sure I short shrifted her.
I don't know. You may actually, you know, be down with it after you read the treatment in Vogue.
Oh, no.
Unlikely.
Don't count on it.
She studies 3 to 4 hours a day.
She does not. That is, you know, I want a forensic accountant keeping track of how much she studies.
Great lawyer.
She had a lot of law books in her house. That was the only messy part of her house is that she had law books.
Oh, bull.
Hanging around.
Law. I just feel like she should have to go to some kind of school.
I don't believe you.
Just because she's Kim Kardashian, she doesn't have to go to any school, no school. She just doesn't have to go anywhere. Shouldn't everyone who has a degree have to go to school at some point, a little bit?
School goes to her. She's, you know, training with these two lawyers. She's apprenticing.
Anybody can be a lawyer in California.
I guess.
That's great.
Well, it makes me think that it's easy to be a lawyer.
I know. Lawyers should be mad, shouldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
They should be really
She didn't go to undergrad. Is she studying her undergrad stuff, too? She taking the basics?
No.
She doesn't need that.
No.
Okay. I guess she's not. Like studies. And why does anyone else go to undergraduate? Why doesn't everyone else just go right to law school?
Can't she just start calling herself Kim Kardashian Esquire, like people, you know, like Dr. Dre? He's not a doctor.
Yeah.
Can't she just pretend to be a lawyer?
Sure, why not?
No one's going to hire her anyway.
Yeah. Well, I guess she's working on pardoning
people.
She'll
hire herself. So anyway, this Morehouse guy, Morehouse College grad, who's a billionaire, he pays off all these loans. And then also in the news are some more Generation Z people, because Apple CEO Tim Apple. was speaking
Tim Apple.
At Tulane, and he said that, the headline is that my generation has failed you, Generation Z. How could we have failed Generation Z? They're just entering the workplace.
You made them soft.
Is that what he meant?
There's no. I don't know. What generation is Tim Apple from?
Tim Apple,
he's a boomer.
Yeah,
is he a boomer?
He might be an Xer. An X, yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Tim Cook recently claimed is an even better leader than the legendary Steve Jobs. Carved out a morning from his very busy schedule. Oh, whatever.
He's a boomer. You guys did ruin it. For everyone.
You're welcome.
Cook said from the podium and said,
I don't care, I'm X.
Tulane graduates became the very opposite of what was expected of him. Instead of presenting himself as a role model for young graduates, Cook encouraged them to challenge older generation successes and to find their own. What do you mean challenge their successes? What? We want 19-year-olds going, I don't think your success is shit. Do you really want a bunch of 20-year-olds running around telling you that your success needs to be challenged?
I'd love to watch that guy speak.
Is that a good idea? Because I may get a gun permit. I may get a concealed weapons permit and just start blowing anyone away that even tries it.
To challenge you?
What do you mean? Trudy, you remember anyone telling us that we needed to challenge the older greatest generation?
No.
Challenge their successes?
Shut up.
What does that mean?
Challenge the old thinking.
Well, I kind of
challenge the old guard.
I sort of did challenge my dad's thinking.
Yeah, don't just do what you're told.
Well, I mean, in terms of maybe having a little pot around, I might
staying
challenge
out late
that, or pot versus
like
booze, or staying out late. But that's not challenging
having boyfriends
their,
he didn't like.
That's not challenging their success. Yeah. You know, I don't think your success is shit.
What does that even mean?
Talk to some of your coworkers. In some important ways, my generation has failed you. We spent too much time debating, too focused on the fight, not enough on progress. We don't need to look far to find an example of that failure. Right. Pointing to an example that no one understands better than those living in the natural disaster-dogged New Orleans climate change.
Called Mother Nature.
The problem doesn't get easier based on who wins an election. By the way, why is it... Okay, Tim Cook is part of either X or Boomers.
He's a boomer.
He's a boomer, okay.
Yeah, clearly, yeah.
Why is it only one generation's failure... Climate change, I mean, it seems to me this is something that's built up over a long, long time, right?
Of course, yeah.
So why is it one generation's fault?
It's not, but we didn't do anything to stop it.
Al Gore,
we started Earth Day.
Al Gore told you about it. You guys ignored it.
Oh, and at this point, too, boomers are like, fuck you. We're going to be out of here soon.
Don't you remember environmentalism in the 70s?
I do. You didn't do anything about it.
Environment's important. Well, people started
to. Plant a tree.
It got old, though. People got weary of it, and it's like, whatever.
You're right. Yeah. I got a tree on Earth Day maybe a year ago. I forgot to plant it.
What?
Where's that tree
now? I think
now?
It burned itself up outside in a pot.
But I mean, is it your fault that your generation, the industry, just boomed when it did?
Well, wait a second.
Shot coming from millennials.
My generation.
No, I'm asking.
This is what, and we've talked about this before. You know, I keep hearing that millennials that got out in the late aughts got screwed by the economy and they're behind. And I remember, I'm much more inclined to remember the people that I knew who were in their 40s or 50s. Who were screwed in 2009, and they never had a chance to come back. They're too old.
Yeah,
I mean, how are you going to reclaim your career when you're 55
when you have millennials challenging the way you do things on top
exactly,
of it
exactly, challenging your successes.
I saw you pointing at me.
I know, sorry.
No, during the recession, I had a tough time, and I struggled, and I was pissed.
Everyone did, though.
But I wasn't mad at anybody else because they... were going through the same thing I did. My dad lost his house. My dad lost his job.
Yeah, well, don't you think it was harder for him than for somebody who's 21 who has a lot of time? I mean, my parents went through the Depression.
Oh, yeah? God, it scarred
them. That was a bit of a setback. That was a bit rough. I know my dad's dad, I don't think he had a job for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Architect. Nobody's building.
Oh, Sonny, really? Those were crazy times. We used to give each other wet willies and funny arms. We played dandy balls and legs are spread and penis butt.
So I don't know, why is this only millennials? Actually, Generation X people lost homes and things like that.
We like it that way.
Well, so why is it only the millennials that were hurt?
You're making your Gen X look even worse. Soft.
What?
You're making Gen X look even worse.
What are you talking about?
I'm starting to hate everybody Gen X because of your attitude about it.
Well, no, it's a Gen X attitude. We don't care.
We're so fucking cool.
Yeah, we know. It's so not that. We don't care. You can label us however you want.
Here's a helmet and a participation trophy.
It doesn't matter to us.
This is a generation that is willing to pay dues.
We knew we were screwed from the beginning, so we just let it happen.
Cool. I swear, maybe I'm just paying more attention.
Body language is awesome, too.
We'll slack our way through it.
Does anyone ever remember people being identified by their generation so much?
Doesn't
seem like a new thing.
I swear, X
was really dumb.
X was the I mean, maybe because that's what I was in, but I remember that heavily, though.
Oh, like you being identified by your generation?
Oh, yeah, around 1990. And
yeah, no, I remember because
Richard Linklater was making those movies. There were always stories in Time Magazine.
It was being identified as a group then. But,
yeah.
I mean, since then, it's sort of like,
It smells like Teen Spirit was the song of your generation.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool song.
By the way.
If you like it. If you don't, it's cool.
They auctioned off Kurt's sweater from... you know, the gray sweater that he wore.
Yeah, it was the last one he wore,
and
I think.
It was $75,000, and I was like, it probably cost $3.99, so they auctioned it off for like $74,069. More than it's he paid for it.
He probably got it at a Salvation Army.
He probably did.
I'm surprised it didn't go to Francis Bean's husband, because I thought he got everything.
Oh, it's true. He does.
He gets his guitar, his hat, any of it.
Gets his brat paid, his two brats paid for. We tried to. I think that's over, but he was saying that Frances Bean promised to pay for my brats with my ex-wife, and she said she'd do it forever.
Shouldn't there be a special judge for those kinds of dead
people?
Yeah,
the Star Chamber.
The Star Chamber.
Yeah, where's the Star Chamber? Let's go. We need a Star Chamber. We need forensic accountants. We need a huge forensic accountant firm, apparently.
The industry's just waiting to boom.
I go back to that when we were watching Good Morning America, and they had... we have seven millennials here this morning to talk about issues of, and these millennials on there were like, well, the way we feel is, you know, as if they represented all their millennial sisters and brothers. And that's the part that makes me crazy because
this generation communicates in symbols oftentimes, or the rest of us use words.
I'd say this, Trudy, but I think you'll agree with me. I don't give a fuck about people my generation.
I don't either.
Or the ones after.
Busy trying to create success that millennials could challenge 40 years later.
You know what's great, though? Millennials like the show, so you've created success that they've signed into.
Challenge?
Yeah. No, that they love. I ran into, I think I told you this.
Millennials, actually, when the podcast started, I realized quickly that millennials will either sink us or we'll swim with millennials because there just weren't that many older people listening to podcasts. That's changing, but still millennials are really the heart
also,
of our audience.
Aren't they the biggest part of the workforce now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. After all the abuse we take.
Stop bitching about it.
Appreciate
start
that.
Working.
I had to get after Charlie today.
You were right on this. I kind of backed you.
Charlie had tweeted out something that... the millennials of this generation, they can't go to the military because they're too fat, they're too lazy, or they have criminal records.
Yeah, 70% of millennials can't
get
in the military.
Millennials right now are 25 to 39. Is the military really targeting that demo, or are they targeting Gen Z, 18 to 25?
Yeah,
I think that they're targeting the young recruits.
So they weren't talking about millennials when they were eligible. They're talking about them now? That doesn't even make sense.
Basically, I just need all these stupid millennial... headlines to switch over to Gen Z. So
for Gen Z, the real world and the virtual world just completely overlap.
Hey, Brandon, can you look up the Sofitel in New York City? They have share themed rooms because Cher's
really
She's got a,
oh my God.
Is there a play or something going on?
She's on tour.
There was a story about their Cher-themed rooms. I want to find out what they charge for Cher-themed versus regular rooms.
Well, I want to, you want to find out what's in there, too?
Well, that, too.
It's her birthday today, by the way.
How old is Cher?
75?
73. She does look a lot younger than that.
Yeah, yeah, she does.
I must say.
But, yeah.
Gabarnes Gang is out for Trudy. Dr. Rush coming up, by the way. Gabarnes Gang is out for, and Holly have kicked off their famous Memorial Day celebration. No, this is not a celebration. It's a celebration. This means some of the best deals of the year are in full effect at Zot Ford and DealsInAD.com. Plus, to commemorate Memorial Day properly, if you are active military, a veteran, a police officer, or a first responder, you save an additional $1,000 to $1,500 off Zot Ford's ridiculously low advertised price. Lease a new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 as low as $144 a month. Lease a new 19 Ford Explorer XLT as low as $185 a month. Finally, lease a new 19 Mustang Coupe at the lowest payment in years, just $236 a month. Don't forget active military, veterans, police, and first responders save even more. Get details and surf their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And Dr. Gregory Roche.
Lauren Brinkman contributed this to the Dr. Roche read today. That's Farrah Abraham and her new Brazilian butt lift.
Wow.
Oh, is that where she's sitting nude on the plant?
No.
Oh.
It's this Instagram photo of her new butt.
Wait, you're sitting nude on the plant?
Yeah. She looks kind of good.
Was she sitting nude?
Exactly,
on the plant that Harvey Weinstein relieved himself in?
I'd probably
She gets up. Probably. Oh, what's that?
I think I would.
Really?
Oh, you would? Yeah.
Is that from Weinstein, or is that from the guy 2 hours ago? What is that?
Did it fall?
Put your best face and body forward.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
Lauren, because Dr. Roche does do Brazilian butt lifts, as a matter of fact, probably better than the one Farrah got there. And he creates a rounder, fuller behind. He's also an expert at sculpting, which is a very important tactic and skill. He actually went to Hollywood and he studied with the people who do the animation. And they, they had a class on sculpting and all of these other procedures for Mother's Day month, the month of May. It's going to expire at the end of the month of May, which is this weekend, right?
Yes.
Memorial Day?
Yes.
So you want to get in on that 360 lipo and body tights for tighter, a decrease in fat on your back, your arms, your abdomen, and thighs, so it tightens it all up at the same time. Morpheus 8 for stretch marks, penetrates deep into the skin, subdermally, contours the look of the body. And
Morpheus.
They have a picture with legs where I asked Dr. Roche one time about knees. Do people get knee lifts? And goes, absolutely. That's a knees, huge one. Yeah.
I don't really look at females go, oh, my God, her knees are gross. I saw a story about it, and they actually had a couple girls in the picture. Like they were just like disembodied knees. And it was like, oh, God.
I know. It's true. Yeah. I mean, your knees take a lot of punishment. And so.
Oh, they do?
Yes. Well, it depends on what you do for a living. But
so sturdy knees.
You can contour that as well as enhance your lips or do eyelid lifts. Fractura is radio frequency microneedling for better facial contouring. And all of this over the month of May, there are specials for that. A complimentary 1cc of Restylan when you schedule a procedure. And you can schedule a procedure by calling them at 248-338-1110. 248-338-1110 or go to droche.com and you should check out Farrah Abraham.
And her
butt lift.
Who sent you that?
Lauren Brinkman. Lauren?
Oh, Lauren.
Lauren.
Okay.
Right? He also sent that Lenny Dykstra has the podcast.
Oh, yeah. What's it called? Nails? The title's on that.
Was it Off the Rails?
Off the Rails with Nails or something like that.
Oh boy!
See.
Sure this is wait. Is this Lenny's
Nails
second
off
podcast?
The rails.
I think so.
I believe he pod faded before.
Nails off the rails.
Nails off the rails.
Yeah. Oh gee, is that in his house? I wonder.
I don't know. He has a lot of room in his house, right? So.
I don't
He's
know.
He's got a green screen, so he can project things up behind him.
He looks all right.
Who do you think his first guest is?
Nails.
Yeah, think controversial MLB.
Ron Darling?
Nope.
Wasn't he going to have
He wanted Ron Darling on.
Dwight Gooden. Straw.
David Cone.
A few strawberry dongs.
Kurt Schilling.
Kurt Schilling? That's
actually think
a bad
would be
choice.
A good listen, because Kurt Schilling, if you see him in the media, he's getting shit on. Everybody hates Kurt Schilling.
He is. He's disappeared.
Well, he had that failed. He had the failed video game Empire. So he lost a ton of money.
He got a lot of,
and he also
have
other
got
people's
a lot of
money,
tax
too.
Money too. Yeah.
And then he got really political online, and you know he was sharing right wing memes and stuff like that, and people just got pissed off with him. They don't like him anymore.
Well, people online got pissed off with him.
Right, but the online presence
well,
is a pretty
all
big
people.
Presence.
He get blown out of ESPN for violating their social media rules for like 80 times.
What did?
I don't know who you are if they're turning.
How
do you? Want a longer introduction? I can do a longer introduction.
I mean, I'm
getting... Wait, hold on. Let me do it again.
Who's that other dude?
One of the three best postseason hitters of all time. Minimum 100 plate appearances for OPS after the other two being?
Now, people don't know what you're talking about, Steve. Now, we'll work
they're baseball fans.
And they have show meetings on their podcast, too.
Every day we wake up and we play this game called life, okay? And some people win, some people lose, and some people just tie. And 85% of the people tie, and they're happy tying.
So it's an hour and 10 minutes.
Where did Lenny do that survey himself?
Why is that? Okay. You're motivated.
I'm motivated. Right. When I'm motivated, I mean, didn't hit 300 every 3 years when it was a contract year because I wasn't motivated. If there's something I can obtain to make my life better and other people around me better, then I'm going to do it. So I'm here at Compound Media. They score touchdown for Compound Media because one of the things about me is he says I actually look pretty good right there.
Didn't hear that explosion.
Mike would have been all over that.
Fucking nails, man.
God, he's so
hey, so
deep.
So let's talk about some stuff.
Was he reading a teleprompter your, there?
Yes, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Who the guests we're going to have on.
Okay, so
if there's time, we'll have Jillian Barbary on at the end, but we have Sid Rosenberg right here in studio with us from WABC, not KABC, by the way, but you got 3 out of 4.
Right. Yeah. And that's awesome. Sid was awesome. I did Sid this morning, and to have him here is because, like, when I get
Sid
in trouble,
this
I can
morning?
Say, hey, Sid, like, lead into him. We already got it worked out.
And a guy who you loved when he was on the mound, one of the other best postseason players of all time, your former teammate, Kurt Schilling.
Best big game pitcher ever. If you need to win. Then
a lot of superlatives being tossed around here. Okay.
Nails is best when he's caught off guard and he just wants to swear and talk about...
Yeah, he's got to talk.
I wonder if Lenny... See, I watched Dandy Dick when he did his show. Yeah. And I thought, what's missing here? Some reason I'm getting Dreamweavered and I love Andy. And I realized... He's the color guy. He's the best color guy you can ever have. But when he's busy trying to deal with the mechanics of pushing something forward, it's not really
his thing. He meanders.
He does, yeah. It was very meandering. I couldn't even tell when it started. I'm not kidding. I thought, wait, is this the pre-show off mic stuff, you know? Or is that they started and I realized, oh, that was the start.
Yeah.
And it was kind of messy, and there was a guy that looked like Jack Black playing guitar in the background. It was very distracting. He looked exactly like Jack Black.
Maybe
it was.
Really,
it was not.
Oh, bummer.
And Lenny, I have a feeling same thing. I don't know if he should be.
That's the first
be in
one.
Charge. Yeah, no, I'll give him a shot. Hall Financial is top mortgage company in Michigan for client service. Big supporters of our show. David Hall and Hall Financial are the team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or refinance, or if you want to take money out of your home, or if you want to shorten the length of your loan. Or maybe it's just a refi, and maybe your credit isn't perfect. Maybe you need somebody who will go the extra distance, and that can often happen for your first home as well. You got a little problem with your credit somewhere in your past, and you need somebody who will fight for you a little bit, and Hall Financial has done that for listeners of ours. 72% of their business is referral because realtors trust them, and their clients love them. So go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. Or call 248-308-5000, or you go to our Drew and Mike Show website, click the link, fill out the online form, and they get back to you, and they get back fast. 600 five-star reviews from Hall Financial, NMLS number 1467435. You won't be disappointed with Hall Financial. And hey, what do you know? The Hall Financial hotline is wide open. As we want to call, we have an IRS call to make today, too?
Yeah, one that came in today, so hopefully it's... still active.
Okay.
You know, we needed a call, but I think it's too late.
Who?
Is David Trump's meeting? Because there was a story about the New Jersey Turnpike.
Oh, David Trump?
Yeah.
The, good morning. David Trump speaking.
The temporary third eastbound lane of the Hudson County Extension closes for good and people are not happy about it.
When did this incident occur?
They're not happy, but I think he's out of the office by now.
Well, sometimes, yeah.
Trying to Sofitel.
The thing about this this lane closing, Berkeley is all in a huff right now over the striping of Coolidge Highway between 11 and 12 mile.
Why?
And it's become quite hilarious. Because there used to be...
I couldn't honestly tell you.
There used to be two lanes each way.
Yeah.
Except when they had to add a turn lane where the lights are, so you had to swerve and swerve over.
Right, yeah, that's weird there.
They've now made it a turn lane all the way and one lane in each direction and added bike lanes and parking, and people are pissed.
Oh,
Some guy put a poll online that said, restriping of Coolidge, no, or still no. Those are your two options on the neighborhood website.
Take care.
So
have
mad about
day.
It.
Sofitel is, by the way, you dialing them up, Brandon?
Yeah.
They are. Do we have some share music for this? Is that Cher live?
It's like nails on a wax.
This is off the album Heart of Stone.
Sounds like a little... Just when she was on the Navy ship in the video.
Oh, really?
Doing something really skanky. Yeah, her video?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great video. That was a hot video back in the day.
It was. Where'd it go?
Well, I decided to put your favorite on.
Oh, my God.
Bonsoir, Sofitel, New York. You are speaking. I'm in the right call.
Hi, I'm sorry. Who is this?
You have reached Sofitel Hotel, sir, in New York.
Okay.
Back off the receiver a bit.
Yeah. Your voice is kind of distorted. Could you maybe just back up a little bit or
I don't know if you use
turn
the
volume down a tad?
This is Sofitel Hotel in New York.
Okay. I was calling because I wanted to possibly rent one of the Cher-themed rooms.
Okay, let me put it in-house reservation. One
You're
minute.
Still really distorted.
Oh, my God.
Just back off a little bit.
Well, understands anything he says.
I know.
Oh, my God. That's the worst reception I've ever heard.
This is, I believe?
Yeah, your favorite one.
I hate this song.
Okay, and who's this?
McCann.
McCann? McCann?
Yes, how can I assist you?
Okay. I'm calling from the Drew and Mike show, and we're looking to bring a large group up there for the Cher show, and we heard you have some Cher-themed rooms at the Sofitel.
That is correct, yes.
We're cranking Cher right now. Can you hear it?
Yeah. Are you dancing?
Yeah.
Do you believe... Crank
Hello.
It. Do you Party. Believe... You hear Cher? Yeah. Well, how much
I
is...
I hear it, yes.
Isn't
that
great?
It is great, yeah.
I love Cher. All my gay friends love Cher, too.
All my straight friends Cher. Do, yeah.
So now the Cher room is, what's in the Cher room? Because I think I want to rent it.
I just received that information. Let's see. If I'm not mistaken, it's one suite that we're selling, which is...
okay, we'll
second.
Just vamp.
There's one, just one suite? Ooh, that's a cool part of the song.
From my understanding, yes. Let me see.
And what does it cost?
What's it like?
Yeah, what's in? I mean, I didn't know what's in it. Is Cher make an appearance?
No. Can I place you on a brief hold? One moment, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
The employees aren't as pumped about it as I am.
That might have been one of the most ludicrous questions. Does Cher make an appearance?
What's the Cher room?
She wouldn't be cut dead in that room.
Well, the music's overmodulated too, isn't it?
Oh, everything's overmodulated in this place.
It's crazy.
Oh.
What's up with that?
Do the French not understand amplified sound?
How's Maybe it? Not.
They do, but they don't care.
Yeah. The first one, yikes.
Why? Who turned this up? Who is just jamming on everything there? Hello? Yo? Ugh. Oh my God, this music sucks.
Bienvenue, Sofitel New York.
What?
Welcome to Sofitel New York.
How do they not even have Cher on the hold line?
Welcome to Sofitel New York. Welcome to Sofitel New York.
Luxury with a French flair in the heart of New York City. Like the city itself, Sofitel New York is a place unlike any other.
Located
in the heart of Manhattan.
Hey, she put us on hold so we could hear her telling us about it, right?
Enjoy
Total BS.
Yes, thank you so
much for holding. All right.
Yes.
So, yes, it is one seat that I'm showing that we have a team, and this would be bookable from June 10th to September 15th.
Okay, but what's...
And we also have... Mm-hmm,
What is in the share suite, though? I wasn't sure what you got for the share suite.
Well, it will have the theme, and it will have the decorations with the theme.
Okay, and Cher makes an appearance if you stay there? Because I know she's playing just down the street. She doesn't appear?
How about a Cher impersonator?
No. It will have decorations. It will have a theme. I know at the bar we also have a crowd hour. And I'm showing at the bar. This would be from 8 to 10 daily.
Wait, Cher's at the bar? She makes an appearance at the bar. You have to go downstairs to see her?
No, you will not see her here.
Will there be a dedicated TV screen that just shows Cher videos, particularly the If I Could Turn Back Time
possibly
one over and over and over?
Possibly in the room.
Oh, okay.
Suite, yeah.
We'll count on it.
Is that the only thing you can listen to in the suite is Cher?
I'm sorry?
You can only listen to Cher in the suite? It's just Cher music?
Well, it will have a theme of the show that will be in the suite, but we will also have a couple of activities here at the hotel.
Oh,
we'll
really?
At the bar, and also, yes, like we will have a, like I mentioned, the...
What's the one about with Rocky? Mm-hmm. What's the movie with Rocky?
Oh, Rocky Dennis.
Mask.
Yeah.
Mask. Do you guys have Mask?
The no.
movie?
What?
Do you have Mask?
Right now, it would be this one, yes.
What about the Winona Ryder movie? What's that one where she's...
No.
No? Wow. You know Cher's career really well, don't you? Yeah, is Moonstruck? Can I watch Moonstruck in the room? She got an Academy Award for that.
Mermaids.
Moonstruck? No. Yeah, I'm sure it's got to be. I'm sure you're wrong about that.
Instead of a regular like hotel plain white robe, is it some elaborate costume we could wear around the suite?
With a headdress?
When we're relaxing?
Possibly.
Possibly.
I can connect you to our PR manager. He could have some more information about this.
What's the cost? What's the cost of the Cher wing or the Cher suite or whatever it is? What's the cost?
Okay. So one moment, please. Let me double check.
What?
And what would be the dates that you would need?
For June, you said June 5th is the first day, right?
10th.
June 10th to September 15th.
All right, June 10th. I would like to rent it the whole time, but let's focus on June 10th.
How about Juneteenth?
Okay. That's the 19th.
June 10th to September 15th?
Yes. What about June 10th? Just for that one night, let me know what the fare
just
is.
Just for that one already? Night? Okay,
yeah.
One moment.
It's going to be booked already.
Three telephones and high-speed internet access.
More overmodulation. They do not understand amplified sound at the South Hotel.
Having a meeting? Our facilities are designed to maximize the productivity and success of the next meeting or conference. Each room features the latest business technology, including high-speed internet access.
Maybe that's why they don't understand you. You're not over-modulated. You're properly modulated.
Where's the megaphone? Handle
all the details so your next meeting runs smoothly and successfully.
Oh, Lord.
Life is magnificent.
So Danny will assist you with more information.
Okay, seems like there's a lot of confusion surrounding the Cher suite. What's going on? It seems like, I've been on the phone here for about 45 minutes. I could have been listening to Cher.
We just received the information. Again, it's something that we recently received, so I was going over the email to see what exactly it will offer you. I know the dates. I know the theme. But...
If only we could turn back time and just go right to Danny, like right now.
Exactly. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so I will connect you. One moment.
Thank you, ma'am. You've been great.
Thank you. One moment.
Welcome to Sofitel, New York. Life is many.
We're just trying to get all publicity. I had no idea somebody called so many questions. Yeah, I was calling about the Cher themed room and wondered what the cost was versus a normal suite.
Absolutely. So the price does fluctuate based on the date.
It fluctuates?
An idea. Sorry?
You said the price fluctuates?
fluctuates based on when you're looking to come in.
Punctuates? How about June? What's the rate for June 10th? That's the first day it's available, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have an email address and we can follow up with you directly?
No.
Would it just be for one night?
My email is down right now.
Okay.
But you can't quote me a rate? It just seems like this is way too complicated.
So you have to have an email to get a room rate?
I'm starting to wonder if there is a share room.
Yeah. Have you been in the share room?
I'm sorry. Excuse me?
Have you been inside the share suite?
So it's currently under construction.
Oh. Are you overseeing the construction?
And it will be debuting. So it's available for bookings beginning on June 10th.
So right now the room is just a blueprint? It's under construction? So, literally?
Yes, we're currently.
Are you going to have it done by the 10th?
Yeah, that's.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Is it? There's something that said in here about a Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves room. Is that true?
I'm sorry. Say again.
Is there a Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves room within the suite? That's what the story said.
Hold on. Let me just see what you're referencing.
I feel easily thrown. Jeez. Answer's no.
It's new.
Maybe you could, since you're just doing the blueprints, that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, along with the screen that's dedicated to that one video, if I could turn back time.
It seems like we're way more into the share room than you are.
Danny, have you guys done other themed suites before at the Sofitel in New York City? Which is a great hotel.
Yes, we have.
Oh, what other themed suites?
Thank you very much. So,
Streisand?
Last year we launched the first ever Tony Award themed suite.
Which
is filled with Tony Awards memorabilia.
Oh.
And has a beautiful terrace looking out over New York City.
Wow.
And we also had our Waitress the Musical.
Crank up the hook, Brandon.
The sweetest day in New York.
Tramps and thieves are here from the people of the South. They call us gypsies, tramps and thieves.
He's such a big Cher fan.
Danny, I know what your next sweet theme should be, and this will get a lot of attention, a lot of publicity. It should be a Trump-themed suite.
What do you think?
Right now we're sticking with the Broadway. if they decide to do a player musical, you never know.
How about a You're in Town themed suite? That's a musical.
Mark.
Which one?
You're in Town. You haven't seen You're in Town? Some people pronounce it Urinetown.
I have not.
What?
Is there a price for the share room? It's weird. I've been on the phone for, it seems like, hours, days, and I still don't have a price for the suite. What's going on?
Oh, you're waiting for a price. If you mind holding for just one moment,
What?
Sorry, it's my fault. That's
right
my
now,
fault for
the,
asking
the
so
rates,
many questions.
Rates fluctuate. They start at $4.99 a night.
Oh, okay.
$4.99?
That's ballpark.
Okay, if I was staying in a suite that was similar size to the share-themed suite, what would it cost?
Again, they also fluctuate based on the dates, but could be anywhere from $3.49 and up.
Okay, so the share upcharge is about $150.
Indeed, correct.
Okay,
but again, it does fluctuate. So that is one of our skyscrapers, and June is quite a busy season.
What's going on?
So based on the rates fluctuate.
Would there be a discount if I rented the share suite from June 5th all the way to September, or June 10th to September 5th, the whole time it was available? Because I know a lot of share fans.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
It will be available during that time. Correct.
Okay, it's
from
not
June
my question,
10th through
but that's okay.
September 15th.
Yeah. All right, thank you very much. You guys are very helpful.
Bye, Danny.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
good luck with the share room. We'll see you. Was something happening between my voice and their ears?
You weren't overmodulated.
Yeah, translation.
I can't understand you.
It was crazy.
But it was like, was he saying functuates?
I don't know. I
thought he said punctuates.
I thought he said functuate instead of
functuate.
Functuate.
Oh, wow. I heard a similar screw up on, I'll say, the new news on Channel 7.
Oh, well, let's go
check. A very strange use of a term.
Don't tell us. Can you approximate where it is?
If you fast forward from the beginning.
I'm really excited all of a sudden.
I feel really bad pointing this out, but I was very surprised.
Who was it? Can you say?
I think it was the girl that does not like the favorite media personality contest.
Oh, boy.
Hopefully I'm wrong, but...
All right, here's where you left off.
Okay. Go back. Go back.
Right. Oh, great abortion.
Oh, this could be a reach.
Oh, boy.
But we'll see. Oh, yeah, Eiffel Tower?
Some dope climb the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, I think...
Was that story?
Start with this story, because this story's at least interesting. Wait, and then it might be the Eiffel Tower story. Maybe we should go back further. I don't know.
Well, do you want me to go back, or do you want to leave here?
I don't know.
You just watch the whole 8 minutes.
Go back.
Right. I mean,
it was
to a White Castle. That's
bad.
Such a
bad weather. Was it before the weather?
She is looking.
Oh, what that is. Yeah, she always looks great. Oh, the job cuts. See, every story I see, I think it's going to be that story
because you've already seen it. This is the lead story.
I don't want to make people sit through these stories, so
by the way,
I will find it before the show is over.
Did you happen to see Paul Gross's huffy tweet last night that people were mad at him for interrupting the game to announce that there could have been a tornado touchdown?
The NBA game?
Yeah, he was really mad. Well, he wasn't really mad, but he was like, you know,
we're
obligated to do this, and we're trying to do it for your safety. You remember when we talked to Paul Gross, how intense he was.
Oh, he's extremely intense.
Extremely intense.
Gross! He's been doing Weather Channel 4 forever. He's a great bowler, too.
Yeah.
I know, Paul. Channel 4 had a tough team.
Yeah. But he had to take a moment last night to calm people down because they were up in an uproar.
God.
Did people respond pissily to his tweet?
I just posted, pissily. What? There's a tornado? I thought maybe it'd irritate him if I appeared to be clueless.
Well, you know,
it.
What the part that sucks is when they do that, they just take their sweet-ass time. It's like, this is the middle of the game! It's the semifinals of the NBA finals. People are really, it's like, okay, good information, make it 20 seconds and bye.
There has to be a map, though.
Yeah, there's to be a map, and then there's to be
colors
another map,
on it.
And another map, and another map.
And then it
here
stays
it was,
on the
here
TV
it is now.
For the next 8 hours.
Right. No, they tend to go way too long on this stuff, in my opinion.
Yeah, on the other side, though, if that happens, so all of a sudden you're like in bed and the whole thing.
Brandon, should we call the IRS person?
Yeah, let's try.
Be a good reason to keep the Hall Financial Hotline open.
It's actually Social Security.
Oh,
Social Security. Okay, is the number being frozen, I assume?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a number frozen. We don't know how to get it unfrozen. They did not mention money.
Okay. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com or call 248-308-5000 for Hall Financial.
Cut it out.
Oh, is this to get the number unfrozen?
It works for
can
everything.
Turn back time? Hey, that's kind of cool.
You and Christian. All right, I'm sorry. That was actually just submitted like a couple hours ago.
Somebody else sent me something where they've won. Let's see, they've won money.
Oh, congratulations!
And it seemed maybe just a little questionable.
Congratulations, everybody!
They have to send money to retrieve it.
Well, that's what I assumed, but they really didn't have time to deal with all the money they won. They want to see if we could handle it for them. Mm-hmm. And it was something, it just came out of the blue sky. Let's see.
I don't know what to do with all the money they're giving us. It's crazy.
Oh, wait, is it this? No. Guess asking for Walter to be his boof announcer.
Oh, what kind of boof does he have?
We have so much money, we don't know what to do with it.
Does Walter have a non-compete?
I wish I was his boof announcer.
Here we go. Wait, it's from...
Starts working for somebody else.
Western Union, dear email beneficiary, wish to inform you you're one of 7 email beneficiaries approved to receive the sum of $1.5 million in the ongoing UN Humanitarian Aid Poverty Alleviation Program. So would they give away prizes in that program? I would think they would give all the money to the people that need the help. But
no, the UN did programs like that.
Oh.
Do you think that appears to be a...
Legit, totally legit.
An overseas number. Wait, the UN gives away 1.5 mil to people?
Yeah, it's
really?
The United Nations, yeah.
Wow. What's the, what do I got to dial out?
What's the number?
601.
Probably just 011 first.
Okay.
I'm 601, I think.
Wait, where's the UN?
Oh, it's the country code for a shithole country. That's what I'm guessing.
In just, the phone book that way.
601.
I find it, that seems like
it's a weird... Wait, it's a Mississippi area code.
Shit, whole country.
Oh, it's a Mississippi number?
No, it's got the plus.
Let me see the number.
It's got like 15 numbers.
Oh, okay.
It starts with 601?
6011, so maybe that's it.
I'm trying.
Oh, 6011? That probably means just drop the 6, right, Mark?
Well, no, no, no. Keep the 6. So the country code is 60. That's Malaysia.
Okay. Oh, cool.
But you might have to drop the 11. I don't know. I can't see the number. But just dial 0116011, whatever the rest is.
Mark, you know so much about country calling.
I've dialed a lot of countries.
Stuff out. Yeah, I struggle with it.
I'm not feeling real confident about this connecting.
Back when Riff used to pay the phone bill.
Yeah,
I know, it was great.
Spent a lot of time calling a lot of countries.
I don't know if it would turn back time. Out. This person's $1.5 million richer. What's it called? The UN Humanitarian? It's
Poverty Humanity.
If I could turn back time.
Pick up the fucking phone. Pick up the fucking phone.
Hello. The person you called is unavailable. Please leave a message after the beep.
Yes, calling to collect my $1.5 million. You guys have a contest going, and I was one of the recipients. So can you please call me back at this number, the 248 number?
It says to call Mrs. Jacqueline Milan on the 24-hour helpline, which I thought this would be a 24-hour helpline.
Do we dial it correctly, Mark, in your opinion?
Yeah, but we don't want to lose out on this 1.5. UN's giving it away.
Can you call me back so I can collect this? Because I don't know if this thing expires or what, but I just wanted to get my 2 cents in here and make sure I collected.
This is an email contest. Beneficiary calling.
Thank you very much. I'm really excited. Spending the money already. See ya!
Yeah, the bottom of it says, yours truly, Western Union, yours Malaysia.
I saw that.
But then it's got the official approved stamp on it.
I know, I saw that too.
And it's got the official winner ribbon stamped on it.
It appears legit.
Who believes that stuff?
Oh, wow.
I guess all it takes is one or two.
That's pretty.
Look at the
admit,
ribbon.
That's
it's
pretty
real.
Legit.
It's like a J.D. Power thing.
It's the winner ribbon.
The J.D. Power. Yeah.
Did your Ford lay off 7,000 white-collar workers today?
Yeah, it sounded like they knew it was coming.
They've been talking about it for a while. Yeah. GM laid off 8,000 white-collar workers.
Huh.
What's
going on?
Yeah. I know they're not selling quite as many cars, but they're still selling a lot of cars. And trucks.
Is this preparing for the future?
I get that impression that they don't have long.
Yeah.
And what do they mean by that? The driverless car future? The everyone rides Uber future?
Both. The not getting driver's license future for Gen Z. No, I'm serious.
Oh, thanks a lot, millennials, for killing cars.
Good job, millennials. Again.
Ford
and
GM.
You guys invented the technology.
Brandon is a very,
he's
very
such a
sensitive
defender of his
gender. No, but he's a good subscriber to Automotive Tech. He's got an F-150.
All the
man.
People I know that are millennials wanted to get their driver's license and have their driver's license. I think that's the newer generation. Once again, you guys are confusing them. Sorry about my voice.
Made the technology.
I sound like a weirdo, but it's Gen Z.
They made the technology?
You're blaming it on the industry.
Again.
No,
you don't think the Gen Xers had anything to do with it?
Honestly,
we don't care.
I had a conversation with a friend from Fifth Third Bank who works in investments, and he was saying, you might want to get rid of that Ford stock, which, full disclosure, I have some Ford stock. And I said, well, what if you get rid of my Ford stock? And he said, well, you know, driverless cars, and these kids don't even want to have their driver's license now, and they don't drive, and
somebody still
Uber, and people in cities don't even garage cars anymore.
Somebody still needs to make the cars, the driverless cars.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And Ford's so big, they could pivot to another kind of transportation, you would think. People still need to be transported.
Yeah, the vehicles will still be purchased. People.
Yeah, but if people in cities are all taking Ubers all the time, I mean,
well, somebody's got to make those Ubers.
Yeah, but it's, everyone doesn't need their own Uber.
No, I understand that, but maybe they could beat other companies and make.
I don't know what Uber is.
Look, the fact is they make the F-150. That thing is going nowhere anytime soon.
The F-150 is more valuable than the Ford Oval.
Yeah. I believe that.
No, it's.
I don't believe driverless cars are gonna.
I don't either, Trudy. I'm not buying.
I don't know.
I just don't want to say it because I'm old.
No, but I just.
Oh, you old bag!
They can't have driverless cars. Although we did see a driver. What did we see the other day? A driverless truck.
That'll be first. The trucks will be first. Let's talk nutty. About that because the investment. Get your return back quicker.
Yeah.
Mike Clark used to bitch because back in the 70s, they say, there are going to be flying cars in 20 yes. years. Yeah, that just he was livid about that. Where's my flying car? Once someone predicts it, he's entitled to it.
But the feasibility.
I'm trying to picture this highway where everybody's in the backseat reading.
The government won't allow
it.
The government won't allow it. Well, we saw those people banging on Pornhub and the Tesla.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Some states have passed that law, though, where somebody has to be sitting in the front seat of a driverless car, which defeats the purpose
of the car. You have to be driving or paying attention.
No, they think humans are better at taking over a computer that they think is going to fail, which is ludicrous.
Just like the pilots who go on autopilot and go bang somebody in the back of the plane. Yeah. You know that somebody's going to be in the back seat just splayed out, hungover.
Autopilots never hit a
Not
bird.
Not even watching.
Autopilots
hit a bird.
They don't hit bird. Autopilot doesn't hit bird. Just Sully.
There's going to be some part of the system that the driverless person doesn't understand. Like it goes into, some sort of bad weather mode and it's stuck there and you need to be in another mode and the engine's on fire and you just crashed.
In that instance, the baby boomers would crash.
It'll be more like a light goes off and the person behind the wheel just grabs the wheel and turns it and crashes themselves.
Well, they don't know what to
overreact.
Do.
Overreact,
But if a millennial were in the car, they could help them.
True. Yes, you'll need a grandchild at all times.
Maybe Gen Z,
or what else? Or there'll be that thing where they closed off the street and there's a giant roadblock and the car still thinks that's the way to go and so they go 90 right into the cement
into
wall,
the Atlantic Ocean.
And you're going, well, the car knows what it's doing. It must be going fast for a reason. I don't know.
You know, it's all the construction that's going on right now. GPS doesn't have a clue about any of it.
No.
I mean, you have to go to Waze because they seem to be able to fit that into their algorithm. But you can't, like, if you have conventional GPS and, you know, you're all of a sudden, oh, man, I need it. And there is no way.
The one on my Ford is better than the Apple one, which kind of surprised me. Yeah.
One on my phone is always better than the one in the car.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I gotta tell you something funny. On GPS once, I was driving home from Chicago, and I think I was in Indiana. But, you know, it's just on 94 the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden it said, exit, you know, right turn here. And I was like, oh, is there some issue up ahead or something?
Oh.
So I exited, and it goes about, you know, maybe a mile. And then it says, turn right. And it turns into this little neighborhood. And I'm like, well, what am I doing in this neighborhood? What the fuck? The GPS is fucked up. This is ridiculous.
Park your car. Get out. Go knock on the door.
I kept going because I'm like, where is this taking me? And it took me like just zigzagging through some neighborhood.
Wow.
Until finally I said, no, 94. 80, what the hell? Of course you take 94.
That's a hell of traffic.
I told you that happened on the way down to the Ohio State-Michigan game because where US 23 and 75 hits down in Ohio. They're making this whole different huge ramp, and you have to exit well before the original one. So GPS is like, get off here. I'm like, no, it's way up there. Next thing you know, the next exit's 8 miles away.
Oh, my God.
God damn
Oops.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Technology.
By the way, 75. Big surprise that it's still under construction in Ohio and all the way.
It's a disaster. Just get rid of it. If we put us all in flying cars.
I saw that the Georgia governor popped off about Hollywood is saying, we're not making any movies in Georgia because of the abortion law.
Yeah.
And, you know, the only problem with this is, and I understand people are very upset about this, but that will hurt people in the movie industry in Georgia. I mean, that's not going to hurt the governor.
No, but you would think it would hurt the overall economy. Didn't it work once when they had the LGBT bathroom deal?
Yeah.
And they said, no, you know what we're not doing?
In Charlotte.
Right.
No. Was it Charlotte?
I thought it was in North Carolina, I think.
I thought it was in Georgia as well.
Oh,
okay. Well, it was the NCAA that wouldn't go there, right?
They would not go to the Carolinas. But I think Georgia, they said no more. What's the big zombie? Walking Dead is filmed there.
Yes.
They said, we're not filming the next season there. And they...
Because
I think it was
this?
A different governor. Yeah. No, the bathroom, they were going to have a bathroom bill.
Wow. Maybe Georgia should get out of the entertainment business.
We'll somebody else just pick it up.
I mean, it's just nomadic. Michigan.
I know. No, it's funny.
Come on, Michigan.
As soon as somebody has great movie credits, another state just tops them and they move over there. I mean, Hollywood is, they are the biggest whores when it comes to making movies. They'll make movies in any state if you just give them more credits.
But if you had an industry that could do that, any industry would. If banking could move like that, they would.
Well, I would think there'd be something unique about certain states, and they would have movie. You know, we built all this movie infrastructure only to go, see ya.
No,
credit's gone. Bye.
I think Gretchen should bring it back because Michigan has better weather than Georgia. Georgia's hot as hell.
She should bring back the cool cities, too.
Yeah,
that was great.
Cool city.
It was awesome.
What were the cool cities?
I didn't even understand what that was.
Didn't they upgrade them?
I don't remember.
Wasn't Ferndale one?
It's always been cool. That was like a big initiative of hers, wasn't it?
Of Granny.
And in 5 years, you're going to be blown away.
At all the money we spend.
The thing about the Georgia deal is the Georgia governor came out today, Governor Meeks, funny, and said that C-list celebrities, who cares? Ben Stiller, Amy Schumer, Alyssa Milano. They don't make any good movies anyway.
One of them is a C-list.
Ben Stiller?
Milano.
Oh, Milano is definitely.
Milano's doing nothing. Yeah.
Jason Bateman, I guess, said he supports it, too, and he makes Ozark, which I guess is shot in Georgia. I didn't know that.
Huh.
But I don't know what Ozark's... When is Ozark's next season?
I don't know.
You know what? I lost interest in season two, so I'm not sure where that where that is. I don't really care where it's shot.
Here in Michigan.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not jungly enough. It can't be.
Jungly enough.
Yeah. Season 3 on Netflix.
It's a green screen.
Oh, season 3 is coming up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got part into season 2 and I realized it was just dream weaving. There was just so much going on. It was, I don't know, it was stretching my ability to believe the show.
Yeah, I get
it just
that.
Just wasn't buying it anywhere. Anybody else watch Ozark besides me?
Yeah, me.
Do you still like it?
I liked it. I watched it all the way to the end.
You did?
I thought it was kind of cool. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
2019.
I can find is 2019.
Yeah, the production gets underway in May 2019. Ooh. If Jason Bateman will go there.
Brandon, we have any more phone numbers today?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Do you think David Trump's working overtime? Maybe.
No, unfortunately. What? He closes at 5 every day.
You think so? You think he's out the door at 4:55?
Well, the one time that we called
is.
Him, yeah, the
I
one time
think he is.
We called him at 4:45, and he was in a rush to get us off the phone.
Really?
Yeah, he knew he wanted to.
Yeah, it's quitting time. He wanted to organize his desk and be out the door, for sure. Did you guys see the Mother's Day Dine and Dash story?
Oh my God, that was huge!
No, it was some. Was that a Japanese steakhouse or something?
Yeah,
yeah. And the owner was like, you know, it's $500 bill, and you know, I'm charging the server, but it really hurts our business. So they kept showing the clip. They were looping it of this group of moms who were all dressed up, by the way, and they're, you know, they show them getting up, and some of the funniest thing about it was. This one chick comes back to the table and picks up her styrofoam. So she got
her takeout.
She got a doggy bag.
Nice. Well done, Mom.
In a dine and dash.
Oh, my God.
If you're going to dine and dash, I wouldn't think you'd be getting a doggy bag.
That's the brilliance of it.
It just showed her reaching for the table and putting her hands on her styrofoam thing. Mm. And is that the story, Brandon?
Yeah, you want to watch it?
It didn't sound like there was any
the loop,
dashing either. They just wandered.
Yeah, they
out.
Just wandered out.
Japanese steakhouse out in
Hawaii.
Hi,
Mommy.
Yeah,
tonight's restaurant is looking for people who racked up a $500 bill and then took off.
There's about 500 people. It's not that big a bill, really.
Go home to Mommy.
When you get your to-go boxes, that's typically the part where you also get your wallet ready. Not in this case. They may have had time to plan it out, you know, what
they could.
Were going to do.
Very possible.
It's not the crime of the century, Jesus.
I know that.
Mother's Day around 8 at night. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 adults take 3 small kids and a baby, get up, and leave from the Sagano Japanese
Bistro watch the right side of the table.
Quinder. You can't really call this a dine and dash. Maybe a dine and dilly-dally? The group meanders around, kids twirling and doing what kids do. The little girl taking a moment to swing her sparkle jacket. Even time for an embrace. Not what you'd expect from people who would run out on a check. The waitress never gets the chance to come back with the 5 tabs the table requested. Whoa. totaling about $530.
It is a big check for us, and somebody has to take responsibility. Yes, you cannot, you know, enforce
the server
to do this, to pay, no. So, of course, the restaurant take a suffer.
When they put two and two together.
Oh, she comes back. Watch, she's grabbing the box. That lady right there.
The one detective working told me that this probably was not a mistake or misunderstanding. All the people who got up from this table likely knew exactly what they were doing.
Wow.
But they didn't call. They didn't make a reservation, so there's none of that evidence left. And that's why they're relying very much on you to call and give a tip if you have it. We have a very specific number. You can
tell their mom.
On our website,
no snitching.
That's right. Lock her up.
So, wow. Did it say that it kind of insinuated that they were waiting for their bill and it never came?
Oh, so they just got fed up and left? You still can't do that.
Yeah. Well, they could have, gone and asked someone.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. Are you surprised that they did a story on it for a $500 check?
Kind of.
Although it's a Mother's Day, I guess they had video.
Don't have it, forget it, right?
There are like 10 people there.
Seems go like home to your mom, darling.
Could have managed. Also, I wanted to talk about this yesterday, but there's just too much to get to with the weekend coming up. I kind of binge watched 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
And it was season 5. It wasn't even the recent season, but I'm just coming up with all these generalizations about, it's funny because the show combines, first of all, Americans and the image of America and sort of how stuck on ourselves we are. Because these people, when they're Instagramming or they're communicating with people out of the country, as the American, you really are in the bargaining position.
I'm an American.
So you get these extremely obese Americans landing these really hot foreigners. And it's like, there's a power imbalance there. Because the people from wherever they're from, South America or the East, they think, I'll put up with this slob because I'm going to be in America. And they,
don't like America, then you can get out.
There's this expectation that, your life is going to be so great. But I couldn't decide in the end who I was more disturbed by, the behavior of the Americans themselves and their families, or the people who are, in some cases, there appears to be a little conning going on. I'll marry you and I'll come to America and then, I'll move on or whatever, which happens all this with these, the Russian brides.
Mail order brides.
Yeah, those girls, they always get over and they realize, it's only the biggest losers that come over for a Russian bride.
Well, hey, if you don't like America, then you can get out.
I love that voice.
Look at all you un-American bastards! If you don't like America, why don't you get out?
Keep America great! !
So the Americans hold the cards, and the fiance from abroad, of course, can't work because they're on this K-1 visa for 90 days. That's what they call 90-day fiance. They've got 90 days to either get married or get the fuck out of here. Mm. So, when the fiancé from abroad, if they're not quite with the program enough or they misbehave or they don't want to put out or whatever, it's always like, well, I can send you back.
You can get out.
And they have no resources. The visa just ends and get the fuck out of here.
Huh.
It's not really
a... You're very, very special people.
I would say, it's certainly not a pro-immigration show. It's not pro-immigration, but I think the Americans come across worse in the end.
Really?
Yeah, they really do. Because they, first of all, the ones who are...
Yeah, but everybody knows the deal.
Yeah, they do. They know the deal. And
God bless the United States.
And this is a way to sort of weasel into the U.S. Because if you try to get in, without marrying somebody, you've got to get through all these obstacles. So naturally, everyone thinks it's a big con. And some of the people, some of the Americans are, some of them are attractive people, younger people, and a lot of them are just losers. This one guy's 48 years old. He has no money. And the girl's from Taiwan, and she's pretty cute. She's 24. Nice. He's a 48-year-old slob with absolutely nothing.
Sounds like a cool guy.
And he's got a drinking problem. And his last wife left him because he was visiting prostitutes all the time.
Well, she wasn't keeping up her end of the bargain.
Which is what the girl from Taiwan found this out from his estranged daughter.
Well, Had to get away from her. She's loose-lipped.
But you got these older guys who are losers bringing over much younger women, or older and less attractive, heavier women with young, good-looking guys, which is really looks Lord. Funny. I mean, yeah. it's like, what?
Yeah.
Like that fat ass from Georgia
yes.
with that Ugh. Black dude from... Where's he from?
Jamaica?
No, it's not Jamaica. There's a guy from Jamaica, though. He's with a 31-year-old who's pretty hot.
Oh, she's hot. Yeah, no, Ashley. That one's from somewhere in Africa, right?
Yeah, I think she's
because they talked to his two buddies.
But the loser Americans, I mean, the ones that can't find a chick here to save their lives, yeah. who suddenly have these super... There he is, and she is. Yeah, he's 48,
looks like
she's 24.
Dude.
Yeah, but that was an older episode.
That seems pretty cool.
Such a loser.
Yeah, they're back in the news. Back in the news because they pawn jewelry because they're so broke.
Oh, boy.
Well, yeah, they're trying.
They're living in an abandoned firehouse. She thought she was coming over to America, you know, and things are going to be great. And it's like, he's got no money, has no car. He just, and he was staying with
us. You know what he does have? America.
True. That's right.
That's all he needs.
And these loser Americans, they put themselves on this pedestal like, I'm an American. Even these Americans who aren't, they're not terribly wealthy, but they're looked upon as shooters because they're in America. And so they act like shooters around these people that don't know any better. Like when they meet them in the foreign country, and I was like, yeah, I'm from America. And I mean, we all know there are huge losers here.
Yep, but it's still America.
Secret so
they're
to all
bigger
of them.
Losers.
And the Americans generally win all arguments by saying, that's how we do it in America. I mean, they say that a lot.
I like that line.
Their fucking kids say it. I swear to God, there was a 6-year-old girl who this guy from South America is pushing in the swing, and she doesn't like how he's pushing the swing. He's like on the side of her. And he's like, you have to get back of me. And he kept doing it. He's kind of a dick.
Ugh.
And she goes, that may be how you do it in the Dominican Republic, but that's not how we do it here.
Yeah.
America is going to win.
What?
And there's so much xenophobia. And these people aren't really, most of them are not of the greatest means, but they're still xenophobic as hell. This one 17-year-old daughter who's 41-year-old mom was with this total jackass loser, 25 years old. And I think he might be from the DR too. Oh, just a complete asshole. And she's 41. She's a slob. It's like, what is she doing with this guy? He's 25. He's normal size. What's up with that? Anyway, she has a 17-year-old daughter, and the daughter's like, I don't have any friends whose moms just move a foreigner into the house.
Jesus, daughter.
But this guy.
Can't mom just be happy?
Was getting a little flirty with the 17-year-old daughter. He's 25.
What?
Yeah. And he's asking her about her sex life. He's like, you can do with your body whatever you want. You know, are you fucking your boyfriend?
Nice.
He's like, what?
It's not weird
what is this
at
guy?
All.
He's talking to this 17-year-old daughter this way?
Yeah, but he's from there.
You know why? Because now he's in America.
Well, that's true. We're traveling light today. And the good news is, I think I've mentioned this before, is that you learn through watching the show that American men really are not all that sexist compared to other men.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
I mean, when you're talking about South America or Eastern Europe, these guys are the most sexist assholes. And it's weird because a lot of girls, some of the girls that pull guys from overseas are like, I don't like American men. And then they get a guy from Jamaica over here or something like that, and it's like, oh, you thought American men were bad.
I don't
Good
listen
luck.
To women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
It's like that.
Like that guy.
Yeah.
So, yesterday I'm watching this one couple. She married a guy from, Moldova?
Moldavia.
Where's that? Is that Eastern Europe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This guy is the biggest sexist. Like, if she doesn't answer her phone or text him back immediately, he's just like, what are you doing?
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
And he's this big sexist guy, and she is working for her dad. Her dad pays for everything. She's like 27, and her dad, they're living in her dad's house, rent-free. So this guy comes over, and he's, you know, he can't work for 90 days.
Yeah.
So, but he's totally sexist, and her girlfriends are like, how can you take orders from this guy? What's up? You know, he doesn't want her to go over a bachelor party, no strippers. She has to call him every hour. So they take her phone over.
He's the guest. What a dick.
I know. He's a total asshole.
You're sexist. That's horrible.
And he's extremely bossy. And his thing is the man's in charge. and she's sort of subscribing to it. But then it turns out that, and this is the case with a lot of the people that come over, if you don't have any skills, mm-hmm. it doesn't really matter that you're in America.
Oh, no, it's the land of opportunity.
But
plenty of people here without skills. What are you talking about?
A lot of people right without in. Skills. But they
I have no skills.
They think they're coming over to cash in. They think it's all going to be so easy. And the girls, of course.
I have people skills.
Well, you've seen Larissa. You know,
oh, what a bitch.
I want lip fillers, and I want new boobs, and, you know.
Which is really weird, because she's Brazilian. They have plenty of plastic surgery. Yeah.
I know,
that's
but
almost a requirement, yeah. though.
But Colty pays for everything, so.
Are they still a thing? Really is that still happening?
No, Colty had her shit back. No. He kicked her out of America.
She sent her back?
She got oh, what a cold. Out.
Oh, she was such a beast. Anyway, this guy from Moldova... they're living in the Andre. Dad's house, and she gets pregnant because she works part-time for her dad.
No.
Her dad is kind of a shooter, and her dad's like, you're pregnant? He's like, but you're living rent-free in my house.
Yeah, this is what he had to say about to be- it. He did.
It's a wonderful thing for the woman. It's a wonderful thing for the husband. It's certainly an inconvenience for a business, and whether people want to say that or not, the fact is it is an inconvenience for a person that is running a business.
Oh, I see where Dad's coming from.
Really? I thought he said...
We got to get you and that monster that's in your gut down to Mexico ASAP.
I think that might have been what he would have said. And this guy can't work. She's working part-time. They're living there rent-free. And he's going to the Moldova guy. He's going to fix up the house and he's going to take care of it.
Oh, yeah,
well, Dad notices that the lawn looks like it's been cut in a long time. What the hell's going on over there? None of the projects. Well, it's because he went to trucking school because she borrowed money from her dad to pay for his trucking school. And when he finds out that Dad is upset about, he just says, "That's why I just want to be involved in our lives. It's a ticket to, we don't take anything from your dad. We're moving out." And she's like, "But we don't have any money." And so he's like, "Nope, we are out. We'll figure it out."
Yeah, I like his can-do attitude.
So she tells her dad, who immediately he's like, "You're living in my place rent-free for months. You didn't do any of the stuff you were going to do to fix up the house. Why is this my fault?" She's like, "Well, she's very angry, so we're moving out. We're renting an apartment." He's like, "Are you going to rent an apartment?" And she goes, "Well, that's the other reason I called."
Oh.
"Can you spot us enough just to get into the apartment?" And he's like, "Well, then how are you going to work it out down the road?" And she's like, "Oh, we'll figure it out." So the father agrees to give her money, and she can't tell Moldova man because he'll lose his shit if he knows she got the money from him. So the show, the rabble rousing show, asks him, you know, "Where'd you guys come up with the money to move an apartment?"
Like they don't know.
And he goes, "Elizabeth got bonuses from work."
Oh, what a liar! Really? Ship him back.
Well, she lied to him.
Yeah.
Well, still, but he's got to know better.
But here's the funny part. They pay for him to go to trucking school, and then he goes for his interview, and they say, "I'll pay you $900 a week." And he says, "That's not enough money. I'm not going to sit in a truck for nothing."
Oh, boy.
Are you kidding me?
He decides that he wants to have a fix-it business, a handyman business.
But he's not fixing anything.
I know. He does nothing. He's a total zero. Really bossy.
Please tell me the guy at the trucking company that wanted to hire him said, "What's that pay in Moldova, wherever you're from?"
They don't have trucking over there, apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but so we don't
shut up and drive.
We don't have fix-it businesses, because when things break, we throw them away.
Sorry. True.
That's right. That's America.
Not a business plan.
It's the American way.
Anyway, I can't decide who comes across worse in this show, if it's the foreigners or the Americans. It's very close.
I think
it's
depends on the individual, but yeah.
Well, I think we're getting a lot of the worst of both.
That's a good TV show. I was reading, you know, your girl Allison Mack from Nexium.
Yeah.
Did you know she's married?
And
did
no.
You know, did you know she's married to a woman?
No, I had no idea.
And the reason she's married
How'd
to
How'd she bang Keith?
Well, I don't think Nexium really cares about marital vows, but that story right there is all about her wife.
Scissor me timbers!
Does she tattoo her initials on her butt?
I think she might be branded as well.
Oh, really? I thought you were a lesbo.
Well, I don't think she's a lesbo.
Is that how they?
Well, she was the one who was recruiting all these women for this special order of women, all of whom banged Vanguard, the head of Nexium, and got branded. But these are the special women who are more special than all the other Nexium women. And yep. She ran it. Nikki Klein, best known for playing the role of Callie Henderson Tyrell in Battlestar Galactica. Another, hey, again.
But another actress like Allison Mack.
NXIVM founder Keith Raniere reportedly requested that Klein, born in Canada, wed Mack years ago so she could become a United States citizen and remain in New York with the only, cult members. Hot!
That's the only reason. Well, you know they got it on, though.
Former neighbors of the Smallville star claim that Klein has been gallivanting. Gallivanting? Hey.
Hubba hubba.
Around her old Half Moon New York neighborhood with young women believed to have been involved in NXIVM as well. They always are gallivanting together.
Wait a minute. I think... Are the names actually right in this? Hold on.
Oh, yeah, scissor. Yeah, scissor me, Allison.
It does. Wow. It works.
Nikki Klein is driving around in a white BMW picking up girls on Flintock Lane where she once lived with Allison.
Nice.
It's crazy because there seems to still be a lot of NXIVM women getting together around here, and they aren't hiding.
Huh.
They're up to something. We wonder if NXIVM is still running behind closed doors.
Well, that trial is still going on, and today... there was a witness on the stand, fellow slave master Lauren Salzman. Does that name ring a bell, Salzman?
Yeah, there's she and her daughter, or that's she and her mother are both in there. She's part of the NXIVM podcast. It's really her talking on the podcast.
Oh, really?
It's really not bad. It's kind of a binge listen, but so I thought it was pretty good.
She's in court today. She said that after she was branded with the initials of Keith Raniere. And
well, who else would you rather have branded?
That's when she was initiated into his higher sanctum of all-female lieutenants. That's when Allison Mack said, "Isn't it great? Not only do you have a master, you also have these sister wives," Salzman said. "We're going to raise all our babies together." Allison was very excited that I joined. Mack was already having sex with Raniere, Salzman said. Raniere would go on to coerce Salzman into having threesomes with Mack. Salzman recalled that there was only one woman who the guru wasn't interested in as a slave. The Seagram's heiress and NXIVM benefactor.
Yeah, she's
Claire
gross.
Kaufman. That's
she's
why.
Not hot. Not hot at all. Really? But she's good for the money. I'm surprised you didn't bang her a couple times just to get more cash out of her.
Claire's name was raised a bunch in terms of becoming a slave master, but Vanguard said no. He wanted to keep that separate.
You're in the cult, bro.
This trial is going on forever.
Can it be covered on TV? Remember Court TV used to cover?
Back? What happened? It's back?
Well, it's back, and it's one of those high-def extension channels now.
Really?
Yeah.
But it covers cases?
I never hear about it, though. Like, a lot of times when there was a big case, you go, and it'll be carried on Court TV, and it's like,
yeah, there'd always be something really good.
I saw it.
In my prep a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
Ooh. Ooh. Well, see, I read it. Probably a week before you sent it out.
I tried to read your prep today. What happened?
Didn't come through.
Oh.
Ouch. Sorry.
I don't know.
You can't count on it, so sometimes you don't know whether to read it or not.
Oh.
Typical millennial.
Damn it.
Challenging my success. Sloughing off.
I think it's a Channel 7 extension, so I don't know if it's on cable or what.
Yeah. Hey, you guys had Whitney Houston as a hologram, right?
That's right,
now it's Ronnie James and Whitney who are going to be touring.
And Whitney's putting on a new album. I don't know if the hologram's singing the songs, but there's a brand new album.
Crack is cheap.
Whitney Houston, will she be a hot hologram?
Oh, yeah.
She could.
Well.
She could be any kind of hologram.
Does Dio do well?
I was going to ask, are any holograms?
Yo!
There was an article last week. It was like, the Dio hologram show has to stop.
You know what's interesting, though, that Whitney's audience, they haven't been exposed to a hologram yet. Well, no, that's not true because of the Tupac one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's more crossover, but not really Tupac's audience.
Hologram do well?
It did because it was on stage with living people like Coachella.
Well, so was Ronnie James.
He was at Coachella?
No.
Well,
he's on stage with living people. Yeah,
Roy Orbison had a live band because the bass player walked behind him.
But Tupac was just a few songs with Snoop.
Well, a few songs are different from a concert.
Yeah, there
does
he is.
Tupac go out and does he solo? Does he have a solo tour?
No, but I think his hologram's been arrested for domestic abuse.
Oh no!
It's a hologram. He just called a hologram the N-word. Look how it moves. Look how he's moving on the stage. It looks so weird. It's floating. I don't know. Do you, so you don't think Whitney's hologram is going to do well?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not saying it won't.
This, by the way, this is all covered.
You know, the Whitney Houston's debut LP called simply Whitney Houston had 4 number one singles on it.
This is all captured in the South Park episode about the hologram.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Be Michael Jackson's.
Yeah, Sharon Bang.
Tupac's.
Sharon Bang the hologram.
She did. Which, the Tupac or the Michael Jackson? Oh, Michael Tupac. Jackson's hologram wouldn't be interested in Sharon.
Hey, we have a couple, I think we'll be good guests this week. Tim Meadows?
Mm, yeah. I can't wait.
SNL. Is he plugging a project, Trudy?
Yeah, he's going to be at the Blind Pig.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, he's doing stand-up. Plus, he does that. He has the TV show High School? Or Schooled. I'm sorry, it's Schooled.
Schooled?
Yeah.
What's that on, Netflix?
I think that's an ABC show. I could be completely wrong about
that. He's got another show,
ABC,
too.
ABC, you're correct.
Yeah.
I think he's got another show.
Yeah, he's in a lot of
that's
things.
That's on, like, CBS's digital platform. That article I read about him, he's really pumped about that, whatever that's worth.
Is he here really going to all the Tiger home games? Is that
he
true?
Said he was.
Wow.
I think that's Miracle Workers.
Is that what it is? Is it based on an Australian show or something?
Well, it's with Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, I've seen that show. That's the one interesting. Where, yeah.
Like God wants to kill everybody.
Right. And God is Steve Buscemi.
Yes.
It's the 25th. It's this Saturday.
Hmm.
So we get to talk to him right before the show.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Tomorrow. Or no, Wednesday.
Do we know that is the fact that he is living here now? Is that true?
He said he was?
Yeah. I can't.
Oh, you don't know?
Confirm it independently. Okay. I'm just dealing with a publicist.
Well, we'll just have to ask him about all these rumors.
I did ask in the letter, like, hey, we know he's living in town and blah, 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 but they didn't respond to that part. So.
Well.
I'm not going to tell her.
Remember his OJ?
Oh, I know. That was such a classic.
Yeah.
No, he was a great, he was such a...
Personal,
was just a workman. Like he could do so many things in so many. He was in a lot of stuff doing. I mean, a lot of times he was sort of the unsung Saturday Night Live member because you know you didn't always think of his things first.
The ladies man.
Well, the ladies man.
I love the ladies
man. I love the ladies man. I love the movie. Are there two ladies man movies? There should be.
There should be working on one right now.
There should be a sequel.
His wedding was the last time Farley and all of them were together. Remember, Sandler just sang about that at Tim Meadows' wedding. Do you remember that story?
Oh, yeah.
It's like 2 weeks before Farley passed.
Right.
Which is a bummer.
Yeah.
Well, it's exciting.
Yeah, no, I'm pumped.
Who else?
And then Thursday, Fran Belkin.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
from the book about Belkin Productions and Fran being the spouse of... Jules Belkin. Yeah, and her son Michael Belkin was heavily involved. Of course, Live Nation owns all that stuff now, but
yeah.
Fran experienced a lot of really interesting artist moments and rock star moments, and she sort of was doing all of the artist swag, which sounded like really nice stuff, and he has a lot of pictures of it. But, of course, she's got stories about all the venues and all the bands. And
promoted some great shows, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Belkin Productions is huge. And they had a big arm in Detroit, too. They did the first Silverdome show, and they did a lot of big shows here. So, anyway, she's got a book out, and it was a fun read. I know you'll like it, Trudy, because there's so much about Ohio.
Well.
You may bring back memories of your first concerts. What were your first concerts?
I think one of my first concerts was Cat Stevens, but that was a public
That's a
hall.
Good first concert.
Yeah. What's wrong with
and
Cat?
Then,
the Cat.
And then I think Queen, also at Public Hall in Cleveland. We went to a lot of Cleveland shows.
Really? Queen?
Yeah.
What year? 76 or
like probably one of their first shows,
really?
I would think.
Whoa.
Yeah.
There's Trudy rocking out.
And
clap song.
Pink Floyd.
Floyd!
Saw Pink Floyd and...
Which Pink Floyd
World Series
tour?
Of Rock. The one that's in that book.
Animals?
The Animals.
Cool. Oh, you went to the World Series of Rock?
Several, yes.
I know.
Who I remember seeing Ted there. And
if you're of a certain age, who did not go to a World Series of Rock show? There were so many lineups.
That was a long day.
I went to one at Comiskey Park.
Oh, my God.
I think I went to two at Comiskey Park, actually. One was headlined by the Eagles with Joe Walsh.
Yeah.
And then the other one was headlined by Aerosmith.
Yeah, I went to
I hate the fucking Eagles,
I saw the Aerosmith one. And I saw Fleetwood Mac there, too, because I remember, I don't know if that was a World Series, but I remember Stevie Nicks sitting down between each, singing each lyric, and I was like, what's that about? And much later.
Yeah, they did every venue in Ohio, practically. They did the race car track.
Yeah.
They did a lot of places, some that didn't last very long, and then, of course, Gund Arena, which only lasted 20 years because the Cavs got a new joint, the joint they're in now. Where do the Cavs play now?
The Q.
The Q, that's right. And they did stuff at the Jake, and, I mean, all those venues are covered in there, and a lot of funny stories. And Stacey was telling me that she's a little nervous about doing these interviews.
What? Why?
Oh, because she was always, you know, doing all those myriad little jobs to keep things rolling, but she was never the person in the spotlight. Now, because she's promoting the book, she's doing interviews, and
you
so
put
it's
her mind at ease.
A little strange. But yeah, I told her, I said, I love the book, and I said, I know Trudy's going to be into this, so
yeah, definitely.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sweating like Roger Ebert.
The dogs think it's time to end the podcast.
It is time to end the podcast. You want to hit the outro, Brandon? We don't have a bone line, do we?
No, not till tomorrow. We will tomorrow.
Michael Avenatti's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, that story's
breaking
wild.
Her silence.
And did she ever break it?
Yeah, I think, I'm not sure what my favorite part is, if I have to have a favorite part. But first of all, Avenatti's 48. She's 25. She's from Estonia. And it sounds like she's not from here, is she?
So it's a 90-day fiancé thing?
It sounds similar. They weren't married, though.
She's an actress, though. She was in Ocean's 8. I can tell you my favorite part.
What's that?
When she was trying to get out of the room when they're fighting, and she had to go put on her yoga pants. Hot. I mean, she had no pants on. Hot.
Yeah, the way the story went was that she was saying she was embarrassed because she was driving his Range Rover, and she didn't have any money for gas. And he just went off on her and said, "You ungrateful cunt!" And dragged her out of bed and dragged her across the hall in her underwear, where she rang the doorbell of the nearest door. And that's when he suddenly changed his tune and said, "What are you doing getting all these people involved?" And dragged her back in. And then she ended up escaping in her yoga pants.
Nice.
And he had taken her phone from her. I love these guys who take phones from people.
Or anybody that takes a phone, yeah.
Really crap. And she ran downstairs. He ran right behind. All of a sudden, he was calm and nice. And she asked him for her phone back in front of these other people. And he returned it. And then the other thing was, Daily Mail called to ask him about this. He said, "I've been cleared of everything." And then he says, "Oh, is she now a waitress?"
Yeah.
I'm trying to. I know. What a jackass. Yes. Nice guy. Good luck, Avenatti. All right. We'll see you tomorrow with Maz.
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
I didn't do it.